Thursday, July 31st, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones. Strap yourselves in. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. We're entering the 192nd day of the Trump administration. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, the intensification, the acceleration of the societal, cultural, technological quickening is here. Anybody that ever says there's ever a boring news day is insane or living under a rock. The AI takeover plan was hatched in the 1950s by ARPA-DARPA. Now just known as DARPA. I know the exact plan. I've laid it all out. People run around in circles talking about this piece or that piece. This is a post-human alien life form being built, in their words. And by alien, not originating biologically on this planet. And it is an alien takeover operation. I mean, and you can say, you know, is it demons, the Bible, all that stuff. All of this computing, all of this technology just dropped out of the sky in the 40s to the United States. And what's being set up is designed to absorb us and end us as a species. And we're all born into it incrementally, and we all use it, and it's all second nature to us because we're tool makers and users. But this is the final conflagration we're going into in the next decades to come. And so I'm sitting here looking at all this incredibly important news and deciding right as I go live what I'm going to hit first. And I just think it's important to get that main summation out there. I mean, I said 25 years ago, they're going to force people to have self-driving AI cars. AI will be in all the cars, it already is. The self-driving stuff's in all of them, all the new ones. And they're just incrementally turning up the messaging and the controls and the remote controlling, crash avoidance and all that. And then I said 25 years ago, again, the archivists find it over and over. I've said thousands of times. Then you'll start seeing headlines. Oh, self-driving robot cars are 10, 20 times better than humans. Humans shouldn't be allowed to drive anymore. Sure enough, in the last month, it's everywhere. 15 times safer is the number they did. And you ask, how do I look out and know all this? Because once you understand the plan, and you see it incrementally being rolled out, you know the next pieces, and you know exactly what they're going to say and do. I remember, 15 years ago, they came out with Alexa, Amazon, and all these other home assistants. And the damn thing listens to you all the time. That's the way it works. That's in the software. That's in the patents. And I came on air and said, it's listening to you all the time and sending the audio back and creating a text file of everything you say. And people said, that's insane, that's Big Brother. When that's what the damn thing does. That's how, when you talk to it, it's listening. Hey, Alexa. Hey, Siri. But now they're like, oh, yeah, of course it's listening to you. So, and then you look at the young people. They're already having their hypothalamus shrunk. They're already even worse than the generation before them about not being social. And this is the end of humanity. This is the end, my friend, if we do not understand that this whole thing is predatory and this whole thing was a transmitted message of technology to us to give us something that is designed to absorb us and ultimately kill us. Okay? That's what it is. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history, thealexjonesstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Play today. Not to mention all the news that breaks throughout the four-hour transmission. And then Owen Schroyer comes in to relieve me at 3 p.m. Central. First off, I want to thank the crew for doing another superlative job last night in my debate with Nick Fuentes on Trump. Should Trump be thrown out? You know, should we stop supporting him or should we keep supporting him? And I think overall I still support Trump, though I've seen a lot of bad signs. The good signs way outnumber the bad. And here's the important part. If his base starts abandoning him, that will push him more to the establishment. So this isn't a lesser of two evils thing. This is a work with what you've got thing because that's what it is. And I'm not saying people like Fuentes that are totally dumb with Trump are wrong. That's their perspective. But you know, I've thought this through, and I think I'm right, and I think most of you agree with me. So we'll probably play some excerpts towards the end of the broadcast today of that debate. It was a debate. But I tell you, man, I'm not Trump. I don't know how Trump at 79 works 20 hours a day. I got up at 5 a.m. yesterday, worked up here till about 5, went home and saw the family till about 7, came back up here, and by the second half of the debate, I was literally having to pinch myself to stay awake because I don't like drinking a bunch of coffee at night and other things like that. And I worked out really hard yesterday. And I'm not saying that because I lost the debate. It really was just an in-depth discussion. Overall, I was telling you that story to just talk about the issue of Trump. You know, they're trying to say he's having all this cognitive decline, all the rest of it. And the examples they use aren't even good. But I do know that he's working himself to death. And I worry about him. So we should pray for President Trump. Because I'm 51 and I'm sitting up here at 11 o'clock at night on air and I'm like, whoa. I was just like, whoa, it's CP time. Even though it was very interesting what Nick was saying, I was like, yes, yes. And we took I got home in my clothes. I never do this. And I fell on the bed at like midnight with the lights on and woke up at 4 a.m. this morning, face down in my jeans and t-shirt. And I don't ever do that. And I just start asking myself, how the hell does Trump do it? Because I did have a half cup of coffee at like 7, but if I drink too much, then I can't sleep. And, you know, obviously I have supplements and stuff that will keep me up no problem that I wouldn't have slept all last night. And this is just stream of consciousness, folks. I'm about to get into all the news. But I'm just an empathetic person. And I don't know how Trump's doing it. I really don't. You know, the media tries to use his attack on windmill speech that was, I thought, dead on to Starmer and his explaining the Democrats control the Epstein file, which is true. They had all these headlines about, you know, Trump's completely nuts. You know, he's done. Trump's mental decline is on vivid display as he rages about Epstein. I already played that a few days ago, but I didn't play the windmill thing. So I gave it to you, crew, on Tuesday when he did it. But I want to play that windmill clip and say, is this somebody in decline? No. I mean, it was very well said. So, no, Trump overall is dismantling the globalist operation. He's defunding them. He's going after Congress for the unprecedented criminal insider trading. He's going to war with the private Federal Reserve. He has shut down the border. And they are scaling up ICE. And overall, we are blessed to have President Trump. But that does not mean that we then just agree with whatever comes out of his administration and whatever policies take place. Because he's got 3 million employees, and most of them are leftist globalists and are sabotaging. And there's a lot of examples of that, but one of the big ones I'm going to get into coming up is 3 weeks ago, people got really pissed at RFK Jr., and I had lawyers on about it that are, you know, suing the government over Pfizer and the rest of it. And we're like, wow, Kennedy fired this board that's pushing poison shots, and he's recommending that they be gotten rid of and get rid of the liability protection. And then all of a sudden, they approve new mRNA shots. And people are like, how dare Kennedy? And then I, on air, I remember saying, no, he was sabotaged. Employees did this without his knowledge. I guarantee you. Because that's the MO. It's that 9 times out of 10. And sure enough, he's on vacation, and these two people did this, and he fired their ass. The bigger issue is you've got pro-poison shot people in the administration that have been on the Pfizer payroll who are the ones giving those orders through to circumvent RFK Jr. We'll be getting into who those people are. But I remember when we posted the video on X, from the live show where I was, you know, criticizing, you know, these moles inside the administration that are sabotaging. And I said, I bet you he didn't even know about this. I saw, you know what? We just trust Trump. And we think it's 10D chess. And you just need to not complain. It's that constant thing of people that aren't politically savvy, don't understand there's a battle over the heart and soul of the Trump administration. And they drink this Kool-Aid that the influencers put out. Don't question the administration. Don't. It's a giant ongoing tug of war from different factions, and the populace that put Trump in need to be more intense about what we want from Trump and what we want from Congress. We need to be noisier and more informed and more engaged. That's a no-brainer. Anybody telling you you shouldn't go to a city council meeting or to a state reps event or to a Trump rally or call the White House or go on Truth Social and speak out to Trump. Anybody telling you that you should just shut up and trust the plan is a bad guy or a idiot under the control of bad guys. This is our plan. And so what I'm saying is I will continue to grade Trump. I will continue to have my experts on different subjects grade Trump. And I will continue when I believe he's wrong or being steered wrong. I will continue to alert you, the public, and the president, and everybody else that's listening to what's going on. And that is a microcosm of what I believe all of you should do. And I think anybody sitting back goes, well, hell yeah, we should be vocal and informed and engaged. But, of course, it turned out that these people did this without his authority and signed his name on it. Where have I heard of that before? Oh, the auto pen. Oh, yeah. And what else have we seen? Remember the Trump's first administration, it came out that we give him fake intelligence briefings and hold information from him. John Bolton and others. And they would take executive orders and memorandums he did and throw them in the trash can, or they would alter them. So this wasn't just going on with O'Biden. Now, with Trump, he was on top of it and was catching him and things. Remember that Biden tape that came out last year when he's the vice president and Trump has just come in 2017, and he's talking to the then president, U.S. puppet, before Zelensky. And he's saying, listen, Trump's very sophisticated. We got to find that audio played again. It's amazing. He goes, now listen to me carefully. He says it three times to him. He goes, if you ask for more money, It's going to be bad for you and bad for your friends over here and bad for me and Obama. Do not ask for any money from Trump. They'd be getting tens of billions at that time. Obama had. And laundering it back to themselves, most of it. He goes, we will give you the money through the IMF and World Bank. That's where you go. You will get it through that. So they could get it through there, the central bank's clearinghouse to them. Because every time Trump, I mean, he's like autistic about it. Asperger's probably. When people come and ask him, somebody says, fine, give me all the files and all the experts. I want to see what's going on. And then Trump would have discovered the money laundering of Obama and Biden, which he then did do. Anyways. Now, he's up at 2 a.m. doing that, folks. I mean, this is crazy town stuff. And I mean in a good way. But he loves catching people in scams. He loves catching frauds. He loves it. And again, that goes to his M.O. You think a guy like that has Russian hookers piss on him? No, they admit that wasn't true. You think a guy like that goes and screws kids? Of course not. A, he doesn't like kids sexually, and B, the globalists want to be in the sick cult. They're in a cult, folks. Trump is coming in because he hates how they manage things and who they are, and he's taking over, and that's why they hate him. But then he's got all these functionaries that are supposedly there to carry out what he wants and the will of the people, and they are sabotaging him at every level, just like more Article 3 judges, federal district court judges, no authority to strike down executive action unilaterally on their own. Now the Article 3 courts, judges, Obama judges, two of them come out and said, you know what? Congress not funding Planned Parenthood for billions of dollars total, $500 million a year. We order the funding to continue. How do you order funding to continue when it was not apportioned by law? Congress is where the spending is decided, then the president and the agencies executed. I mean, it is just a seven-year-old that was taught about basic law would know, but they're doing it. And, of course, it'll get overridden, but sometimes it doesn't get up to the Supreme Court, and it doesn't, and they just sit back and laugh. These are lawless, lying, criminal frauds. And that's what Trump is facing. And it is the legal system and the lawyers of this country, 80-plus percent are Democrats, that are a cult of criminals that are robbing the living snot out of the civilization. You drive across this country, you don't see billboards for water parks or for restaurants hardly anymore or for car dealerships. It's nothing but lawyer ads. Nothing but parasitic, ambulance-chasing ads everywhere. That tells you where our economy is because of these people. And they've got their own language and their own systems, and they just sit there and they just rip off and sabotage society. And then you got to go hire them to then fight the other ones. And I'm not saying all lawyers are crooks, but the Democrat lawyers are crooks. And it's their club. And they are strangling this country to death. And they call Trump a dictator when they try to override law, spending law. Oh, we didn't fund Planned Parenthood. Oh, we're not going to fund NPR. That's coming next. Oh, yeah, you are. A judge in a district is going to tell Congress who they're going to fund? Let that sink in. Did you elect that district judge? No, you elected those people in Congress. You elected Trump. They want to cut the Planned Parenthood funding, and it's just an example of all the other stuff. And then a judge says no, with zero authority. So my issue about harping on Trump all day and the weird stuff he's been doing, some of the weird stuff, doing a lot of good stuff too, and I'll still harp on it because it's fascinating, and I want to know about it too. I can't stop. But we've got to cover all the other insane, foaming-at-the-mouth stuff the Democrats and the globalists and leftists are doing. Because long after Donald Trump's out of office, we're still going to be dealing with these people. And so, again, we need to spend most of our time on the horrible, evil, bad things they're doing and stopping them, because finally, we have slowed down their pace of corruption and evil to a crawl, and they are grinding into the mud right now and sinking in, and they're panicking, and they know it. We're finally beating them. Yeah, we got more of these judges. Question whether Trump tariffs are authorized by emergency powers. So now that the tariffs are working, $500 billion's come in. Here come the Article 3 judges. Only the Supreme Court is co-equal to the presidency, to separation of powers. In the judiciary, of course, the legislative's co-equal as well. I know this audience knows that. You're like, yeah, tell us water's wet. We have new listeners, leftists tuning in. So let's start getting into what's happening. Speaking of Epstein, Epstein believed Trump was the rat who snitched on him, even the New York Times and Raw Story reporting. Yeah, Roger Stone broke that decades ago. Trump got mad first because he was stealing his employees at Mar-a-Lago, and then found out that he was hitting on club members' 14-year-old daughters and trying to get them to come to his house. And yeah, Trump dropped a dime on him. That's actually came out at the time. Yeah, Trump is who dropped the dime on Epstein. And I talked about that weeks ago and years ago, but... And listeners, I've seen online, look at Jones running cover for Trump. Look, I just call balls and strikes, folks. And I've never seen any evidence of him with underage girls. The best they got is like, look at his daughter in a swimsuit on his lap. You know how many pictures I got of my daughter sitting in my lap in swimsuits? You're the people that have sick stuff in your brains that when you see that, you see something sick. All right, let me reset and get into all the news. I'm just, let me tell you what's coming up. We have the insider trading legislation and the left freaking out, dealing with Congress. We have the internet ID system just being implemented all over the place at the national level in the EU, national level Australia, UK, Canada, but here they're doing it through the corporations. And of course, as usual, they fooled conservatives into going along with it. Oh, we can't let kids look at porn. You need to control your children. You need to be in charge of that. You can put the systems on their phones if you give it to them that's not there. They now admit all this internet ID, as I told you for years, how they would do it, is going to be the internet ID for everybody. And it's going to be used to censor everybody. And instead of just getting debanked because you're a conservative or a church, you're going to get dehumanized and de-digitized, and you're going to be blocked from accessing the internet. That's Obama's internet kill switch. They don't kill the whole thing. They just throw you off of it. They make the whole world where you got to have it to live, and there's no atlases to find out how to go down the road, and all the cars are computerized. And if you don't follow the globalist social credit score system, we'll jerk your internet ID away. And they're openly bragging all over the place that soon it'll be in place. And they've got Louisiana and Texas and other places in the churches. Let's not let our children look at that porn. Meanwhile, the preacher's probably, you know, jerking off in his office. And everybody gets to feel good. It has nothing to do with that. Oh, Spotify's bringing in internet ID. Makes you face scan. Oh, and Amazon's doing it now. Oh, and Whole Foods, also owned by Jeff Bezos. See, it's all going in. It's come out for years. Chevrolet, Ford, Audi, all of it have got microphones and hidden cameras in it, and they're recording it all and sending it back to the headquarters and then selling the data. And then the FBI is now routinely jacking into it because they've got the code keys. Oh, you didn't know that? Just look it up. And you're like, well, what do you have to hide? The AI decides. It's not about what you have to hide. It's about data on your business, data on what you're doing. And then they can program the AI at these executive levels of what they want, and it'll tell them and it'll pop up and they can use it how they want. Again, you don't lock your door at night because you have something to hide. You lock your door at night because it's an added measure of security controlling your perimeter. You close your garage at night because thieves look for garages that got left open. You don't close your garage because you've got something to hide. You protect your data because people will use it against you. All right, I'm going to stop there. I'm going to come back and just boom, 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 boom on all of this. There is so much more to get to. We also have a U.S. version of the Internet Safety Act, the Online Safety Act they have in the U.K. ADL wrote it into the First Amendment right here, S-737. People are always like, why do you care about Australia or the U.K.? Because they're about 5 years ahead of us, sweethearts. The exact same programs, the exact same names, the exact same NGOs. Plus, I just have regular empathy. I'm like, oh, God, those people are being ridden over by horses because they're outside without masks on. And then, of course, the empathy is designed because you know you're next. That's why you have that instinct. But it's like you've got an enemy army approaching your country, and it's blasting through the neighboring country, and you've got your special ops in the country watching the enemy tactics before they get to your country, so you're ready for them. You know, I remember back in 2008, the stock market crashed, and I knew so many listeners would call in and they'd say, I don't care about stock market. I don't care. I don't own any stock. But all the companies and the employees and the things that operate do. And so if it plunges, it will kill the whole economy and hurt everybody. Silly. But there's this laziness. I'm not picking on my listeners, which is some of the callers. You know, for liberals, it's even worse. They're just oblivious of facts, how things work. And they just, we want communism. We want free stuff. And we go, that always kills competition, puts a new group in control, total centralization. You'll be ruled by a royal Politburo, hereditary dictators like North Korea. And they just go, no. They have no facts. They have no history. They have nothing. They just have invincible ignorance. Invincible moron behavior. You know, I covered all the white people getting beaten half to death in Cincinnati last week just because the left was saying it was doctored videos, which it turns out it's not, and you're not ever supposed to report on black-on-white crime. And then the police chief came out and said, it's the media, it's doctored, it's edited. Instead of just saying, hey, it's wrong for mobs of black people to beat up white people, and there are some racist black people out there, and it's wrong if mobs of white people did that, so let's just say it's wrong. No, we've got to run around and say it didn't happen because God knows black people never did anything wrong. Because what does CNN say? What does the university say? Only white people can do bad. Only our poop stinks as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you gotta be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you can cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, Methylene Blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade Methylene Blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of Methylene Blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's plunge right into it now. A few decades ago, it was the late 90s, there were all these scandals with members of Congress involved in massive insider trading. And so they passed a law to reform it that basically legalized it as long as they make filings about what purchases they did. And then, of course, it's been well known that they have stock trading apps and things that follow Nancy Pelosi's trading. And if you follow her trading, you do even better than Michael Bloomberg, who's got terminals hooked into everything. It's basically CIA, NSA. Private group. So if you follow what she does, you know, that's what all you need to do. And it's even created a lot of market issues now because of it. And so Trump has come out and said she needs to be criminally investigated for it. And then they've turned around and said, well, you know, you told everybody to buy stock one day, and then you announced your tariff deal that day, and a bunch of people in your orbit, their portfolios went up. Yeah, and you notice he told everybody. That's not insider trading. That's the whole point of insider trading, is you don't tell anybody but the insiders, dumbasses. Trump does the exact opposite. He goes and says, I'm about to cheerlead this. Everybody better get in on it. And then that creates an even bigger effect than even the policy. He runs around cheerleading. That's going to be a winner. That's going to be a winner. That's going to be a winner. And you notice he's pointing his fingers everywhere for everything to be a winner. And the whole world sees that and goes, the U.S. is open for business again. Let's get our investment over there. It was deliberate to keep investment out of here because the globalists that ran this country also run the others. They wanted to ship it to third world slave holes so they would get the majority of the money. They don't want you to get anything. That's beyond breaking the social contract. But even Jake Tapper tore into her and she freaked out. And it's again an illustration. It's emblematic of how done the Democrats are. I mean, the new polls came out again. They've broken new all-time lows with voters. I mean, they're just all-time low, all-time low, all-time low. They are in free fall. They have flatlined. Game over. If the Republicans can just control the rhinos and get the agenda through. And that's why the Federal Reserve won't lower rates when the very same shareholders did it for the EU. It's a foreign bank. That's why they got these courts. And I think there's a good chance they're going to try to stop Trump's tariffs now. Even though they don't have the authority. It's clear cut. The president controls that. Because it's working, people. And they want to flatline the economy, not just to discredit Trump and make him a lame duck. They want you poor. I mean, look at Canada's brought in 30% of their population in the last decade, foreigners. And on average, the foreigners are way more likely to commit crime, way more likely to be on welfare, because they're freeloaders. The old immigrants coming from all the world, you know, there wasn't freeloading, so they came here to work. They're signed up with the left immediately as a voting bloc. And then they have all these permits and regulations to not let you build housing in Canada. And you have a giant housing shortage and exploding costs of living and record level bankruptcy. That's on purpose. So if you want to know what America is going to look like, look at the UK, look at Canada, because it's the very same people screwing you. Mark Carney is the former head of the Bank of England, the former head of the Bank of Canada. He is an actual technocrat from the WEF, not a functionary like Trudeau. And again, you're like, why do we care about Canada? Because it's the same enemy, people. Like I said last segment, and if you want to know what they're going to do to you and me and us, look right here. This is what they're going to do when they get around us. And you notice they've already gotten around to us at the phases. Just the newest phases are going on in Australia, in Europe, in the UK. And then you look what they're doing. It's bad. So if you want to be poor, and if you want to eat bug protein, and if you want to be surveilled and live in a 200-square-foot coffin apartment bathed in 5G, then you want the Democrats. You want the Tories. You want the left. You want the UN. If you don't, you want President Trump. And that doesn't mean all the same big tech AI forces and the big overall evil agenda isn't continuing on that DARPA set up the plan for in the 50s. But at least if you aren't completely poor and censored and controlled, we've got a fighting chance to do a good job of pulling out of this. All right, so let's get to it. Here is, you got to love Jake Tapper, the big leftist henchman, but now that CNN's completely collapsed and they're saying, you know, you got to try to get more viewers, he'll now actually do a half-decent job sometime. Just like Marco Rubio. Boy, he sounds like a super patriot now. Does a great job for Trump because he's a mercenary, folks. And you know what? At the end of the day, that's what victory looks like. Sure, those of us that are ideologues, I mean, in a good way, those of us that are extremists, those of us that actually stand for things, you know, really believe what we're saying and doing, that's what leadership is. But when you really start winning, all the mercenaries join you because they can see you're winning. Now, you don't trust them. You don't turn your back on them. But having the Tappers and the Bill Maher's and the Marco Rubio's stick their finger up in the air and start joining us is all you need to know about who's winning. But don't turn your back on them. Don't be in a room alone with them. I mean that archetypally. But humanity wants freedom. And humanity's slow to wake up, but once humanity wakes up, I'm betting on humanity because God made us. And you just know, as the social credit score AI systems are already in place, but as they implement it, which is now happening, it's just turning on all around the place. It's just, oh, it's here, it's there, it's everywhere. That they're going to try to bring in their social credit scores. And in the end, there's going to be parties and organizations and groups and dance parties, and literal political parties and literal dance parties and resorts and churches and culture where having the lowest credit score is going to be rock star status. That's why God built a rebel into us. Not rebels against God, rebels against tyrants. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Thomas Jefferson. I have no feeling of rebellion or resistance against something decent and honest and good. But I cannot even control myself in the face of tyrants and bullies. My blood boils. I have unlimited energy to fight them because I was designed that way. And all you've got to do is start turning on those instincts God gave you. And it's not going to be a burden. It's going to be the greatest gift you ever had. You're designed to fight evil, folks. Because God said it, and it's true. You were hot nor warm, I spit you out of my mouth. You were hot nor cold, I spit you out of my mouth. You were lukewarm, hot nor cold, I spit you out of my mouth. Look, you can respect people that are evil and know they're evil and work for the devil. At least they know what they're doing. God says, I hate people that are lukewarm and cowards and never make a decision and never choose a side more than I hate devil worshipers. You are hot nor cold. You were lukewarm, so I spit you out of my mouth. Because we all know the fake nice guy that really never helps anybody but acts like they do and says whatever you want to hear but you know isn't really there. Isn't that the worst type of person? Because there's so many of them, and they are what allows the evil to flourish. They're the stagnant water that the mosquitoes grow in. They're the swamp. It's the Aaron Tippin song. Good old corny country music, but it's true. But it feels like it's corny to you because, you know, it's more sophisticated to kind of laugh at people like that. But the only reason we have a civilization is because there were a lot of men and women who knew what was right and were willing to die before they backed down. We need more of that and less of the fence riders and the fence sitters. But But you've got to then pull back and say, well, is that the argument for attacking Trump because he's not getting everything done, is not pure? And if we don't back him only with half measures, then somehow the Democrats get back in and they make it worse, so we wake up even faster. But a lot of times that is not being hot or cold. That's its own form of lukewarm, because you're always so holier than thou that you just sit back and talk about how the strong man could have done better. But you've got to really pray about it. You've got to have discernment. You've got to know the facts. You've got to look at it. Because there's fine lines in all of this. This is more of a philosophical discussion. I need to get to news. But everybody was ready to flip out on Kennedy and say, see, he approved it. He wouldn't be all over TV saying, ban it, go after it, firing the boards, doing it all. And then he goes on vacation, and now he's fired those people, and now they're going to remove it. And then he goes to remove the fluoride, and then Susie Wiles and the Justice Department and Pam Bondi override it. We're gonna get that overridden. We're going to get Trump to tell him to stop it. But we're not just going to get our victories real easy. They're going to fight us, and their operatives are going to fight us at every step of the way. But we can't also be so holier than thou that the minute something pops out from the corporate media, we believe it. Oh, you know, CNN, Kennedy betrays his base, authorizes mRNA. And I went, hold on, everybody. Let's see what really happened there. I bet it was people under him doing it, because that's what they do. That's their MO. And it's the same thing. Headlines last week. Trump wants Republicans to go on recess so they won't have an Epstein investigation. Meanwhile, he's trying to get them to not go on recess to get his people approved. It just wasn't true. But see, they know how to manipulate us as well. So you got to be wise as serpents, peaceful as a dove, walk softly, carry a big stick. All right, let's start getting into it. Here's Jake Tapper going after Pelosi. And then go into Trump, says he wants an investigation into Pelosi. And then we've got Senator Hawley with his legislation to ban congressional stock trading. And they go, well, we won't get the best people if they're not allowed to be involved in stock trading. Well, I thought you're like public servants. And if they hadn't engaged in so much of this corruption, this wouldn't have to happen. And even some of the Republicans I generally like say, well, we have rights to, you know, have stock. I mean, yeah, but you've abused that. You know, how do people go to Congress worth $500,000 and 5 years later they're worth $20 million, like AOC? Or Pelosi goes to Congress worth nothing and is now worth hundreds of millions. I mean, her husband, billions. No, I mean, they don't just insider trade. Let me explain. They know they've got the votes to say, you know, give $50 million, in one case it was more than that, to biotech and genetic engineering research. And the most of it's going to be a lot of the California companies. And then Pelosi and her husband go buy the stock in the damn thing a week before they pass it. Remember that? This isn't just knowing something's about to happen, so the stock goes up and you knew about it, you go make money. No, they're making the decisions that send the money to it to happen. And, you know, Cash Patel has referred the judge whose daughter made millions of dollars off the case. I mean, it's obviously totally illegal. Why do we need to refer that to Congress for subpoenas? Why doesn't a grand jury subpoena that judge and his daughter? You got some of the other judges where his wife and daughter run the NGOs, and there was a Rhode Island judge, where then he unfroze tens of millions of dollars this year to himself. Go get a grand jury, go show them that, indict them. They're going to prison. You talk about conflict of interest, and it goes on and on and on. They found trillions of dollars stolen the last 4 years by the NGOs. Trillions. And they've had, you know, there's been a few hundred prosecutions I've seen of mid-level and low-level, and maybe they're working up the chain, but this is like shooting fish in a barrel. And I'm seeing more action than I saw in the first Trump administration, but still, that I saw no action against the bureaucratic deep state then. We're seeing a lot compared to that, but that's still not a lot. I mean, 90-something billion dollars, $92 billion, while President Trump was president-elect in 76 days, stolen out of the Department of Energy, in most cases, no paperwork, just given to their families and buddies. Meanwhile, they've been trying to put me in prison with these court cases, civil cases, trying to find something in there, and they run headlines, he'll go to prison, hundreds of millions stolen, blah, blah, blah. All complete cuckoo lies. So they got all the time and all the grand juries and all the energy and all the stuff to haul me up and down. And I guess there's still some freedom in America. It's a testament that I didn't get indicted all those times they tried. Well, I did once reportedly in D.C., but Merrick Garland thought it was too obvious, so they dropped it for the Washington Post. Imagine trying to put me in jail like Owen when I'm up on the... Owen did the same thing. I'm up on the thing saying, don't go in the building. And that was in the Washington Post. Garland saw that and said, that's too much, guys. But they had it. You know, a D.C. grand jury will indict a ham sandwich if they're told to. So, they've had free reign. They think they're invincible. They think it just goes on forever. And they're going to destroy this country because we're bankrupt if we don't turn this around. And right at the last moment, at the 11th hour, Trump's doing it. And you can't deny he's been successful on his trade, energy, and tax policies. And they're exactly what I would do and exactly what the most respected economists that are patriots would do. And he's doing a splendid job. And I will not be an ingrate and then not point that out. But I will also, coming up, more Epstein cover-up behavior. And we have the Democrats dead to rights with Epstein. But for whatever reason, Trump's covering it up. And he said, oh, release it, but then... And we know why. The CIA and Mossad ran it. It was just as much CIA as Mossad, the more we learn. And they're just like, Mr. President, you got to protect national security. We're not doing it anymore, but this is anything. And then he's like, I shut it down for you assholes, and now you've stuck me in there? That's why he's pissed. That's what it is. He's like, okay, we're covering it up for the good of the stock market. That's how the thinking is. I'm not defending that. And then they put recycled bull in there, which I predicted, now we know. And that's why he's so angry. Well, of course, Mr. President, you're a frog. There's a scorpion. They ask for a ride. You get across. They sting you. You say, why'd you do that? Because I'm a scorpion. You say you didn't know what was going on 8 years ago, and I knew that. You say you've woken up and you've learned, and you have learned a lot. But have you not learned to put a scorpion on your back, Mr. President? Well, it said it wouldn't sting me. Okay, well, did it? Release it all. Destroy them. Burn it all down. Let's go. My instincts, my will, my soul, and my political analysis says that's victory. Attack. Release the hounds of war. Cry havoc. Do it. Let's go. Ah, let's go. Go ahead and play the clips. Here it is.
Let me just read what he said. I'm sorry that we had some sort of technical issue. Nancy Pelosi became rich.
Why do you have to read that? Here to talk about the 60th anniversary of Medicaid. That's what I agreed to come to talk about.
Yeah, but I wanted
what that means in the election.
I wanted to give you a chance just to respond. He accused you of insider trading. What's your response to that?
That's ridiculous. In fact, I very much support the stop the trading of members of Congress. Not that I think anybody's doing anything wrong if they are. they are prosecuted and they go to jail. But because of the confidence it instills in the American people, don't worry about this. But I have no concern about the obvious investments that have been made over time. I'm not into it. My husband is. But it isn't anything to do with anything insider. But the president has his own exposure, so he's always projecting. He's always projecting. And let's not give him any more time on that, please. We're going forward here, and I'm very proud of my family. And while he might make fun of us, while somebody inspired by him breaks into our home and hits my husband in a deadly fashion, hits my husband over the head, and he thinks that's a riot, I'd rather not go into some of my other complaints about him right now. Rather to talk about the 60th anniversary of Medicaid.
I like it conceptually, and, you know, Nancy Pelosi became rich by having inside information. She made a fortune with her husband, and I think that's disgraceful. So in that sense, I'd like it, but I'd have to really see the, I study these things very carefully, and this just happened. So I'll take a look at it. But conceptually, I like it. And what I do think is Nancy Pelosi should be investigated, because what she has the highest return of anybody practically in the history of Wall Street, save a few. How did that happen? It happened by she knows exactly what's going to happen, what's going to be announced. She buys stock, and then the stock goes up after the announcement's made. And she ought to be investigated.
I had a good chat with the president earlier this evening, and he reiterated to me he wants to see a ban on stock trading by people like Nancy Pelosi and members of Congress, which is what we passed today. I think it is absolutely vital we put a stop to this. Pelosi shouldn't just be investigated. She should be prosecuted. And we need to make what she is doing and other members of Congress is doing illegal. I mean, you shouldn't be able to go up to Congress and get rich by trading on information that only you have and not members of the public. Right now, lots of members of Congress are getting by with it. We need to make the whole thing illegal.
So when you spoke to the president, did he explain why he called you second tier?
Well, I think that the president, a number of people who are opposed to banning stock trading had said to the president that he would be covered by the bill. He'd have to sell Mar-a-Lago and sell assets. Not the case at all. The president and the vice president, all their assets are totally exempted. And here's the point. This is what we talked about. The point of this bill is to ban members of Congress from trading on the information that only they have. I've supported this bill for years, Jesse. I think we call it the Pelosi Act. It is named for her because she is the poster child of this kind of behavior. It ought to be illegal, and it ought to be prosecutable.
So absolutely. There's so many examples of her. It's cut and dry. All right, we're going to start the next hour with the new Epstein news, Internet ID news, all of it. It's there's so much to get to here today, and we have a big guest, Owen Benjamin, in the third hour, comedian, talk show host, controversial guy, very informative, entertaining. He'll be joining us today. Please remember, I didn't plug this hour. We have a big, huge sale right now. Buy anything in the store, the supplements, the methylene blue, the t-shirts, the ball caps. Buy any of it and get one free if you're a VIP. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com, 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Benjamin, talk show host, comedian, very informative, interesting guy, is joining us in the third hour today. I have a lot of news that I want to hit this hour and a lot of key clips, but I also want to get more calls on the show. It was really great taking calls yesterday during my regular show, during the debate with Nick Fuentes, and I want to, with some overhang of that now, ask callers to call in, intersperse the news, on this one topic. Do you think we should turn against Trump and not support him, like Nick Fuentes says, or do you think we should grade Trump where he's good, grade him where he's bad, put pressure on him when bad decisions are being made, and be very thankful that so much good is happening? I don't think that that's even a debate. I think I'm right. But I understand purist views that say, no, we need to just demand, you know, perfection. Well, you're not going to get that. Though you do need to put pressure on Trump when different people in his administration, not even so much the department heads, not even so much the cabinet, but the chiefs of staff and people like that, that are these lobbyists, that we just continue to track back bad things that are happening to them. And you know, if you talk bad about Susie Wiles, you don't get any access to the White House. I don't care if I've been invited to the White House, didn't go. It's not because I'm shunning it or I'm too cool for school. I just understand what it is. And I don't even want to get around the Ring of Mordor. You know, it's just this instinctive thing that I operate on my own and with my crew and with the listeners, and I organically have their support, and it's just combat model, optimum self-sufficiency, to quote Blade Runner. And when I say that, it's just I instinctively go with total independence. But there is no such thing as independence. I couldn't do it without the listeners and viewers. And I just realized that I did a 30-second plug before I come back and hit all the news and get the number out, that that's not going to pay the bills around here. We're in the black, barely, as usual. And sometimes we're in the red. And we have so much success happening in court. It would take hours to go into all of it. I spent hours this morning with lawyers and others about strategic operations and backup systems and what we're doing and very exciting announcements that are coming and just so much. And it takes a lot of brain power, a lot of focus, a lot of will, which I'm happy to do. But I want this to sink into everybody's gray matter. If you like the success we've had here, you need to look in the mirror and say thank you to yourself. And that's not me patting you on the head. You need to have it sink in to your brain, to your heart, your soul, your guts, your sinew, that you have the word of mouth, the power of prayer, and the power to support us financially, and you decide whether we continue on and whether we thrive, whether we expand, or whether the bad guys are able to seriously dial back and crush the potential of what we could do. And all these suits and all these attacks have been about stopping me going 24 hours a day, stopping me putting reporters all over the country and the world, which we were starting to do, and about degrading our operations. I mean, that's what the National Security Investigation Obama put on us was okay, he's not a criminal, but we're going to say he works for foreign power, but not name it, and then harass him at every level. I mean, they've treated me like I'm a country they're going to invade with the propaganda, the lies, because they see me and you as the archetypal commoner or folk heroes of old that always defeat these people. They know history. They go, we've seen this before. Get him. Because it'll then intimidate all of them. And get him and shut him up so we can then misrepresent who he was. We can steal his identity. So I've got to stay on air. I've got to thrive. You don't stay in stasis. You get destroyed or you win. I can't win without you. Go to thealexshowstore.com now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you that have ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, thealexofstore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Also want to open the phones up and put about 10 calls on the board. That way we'll get to them all. On Trump, do we, because of some of the sideways stuff we've seen and the Epstein stuff, abandon Trump? Well, then what's the alternative? Support the Democrats? Or do we back Trump on what he's doing is good and put pressure on his administration when things go wrong? That's obviously the answer. But that was what the debate was last night with Nick Fuentes. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers on that subject. And then after Benjamin leaves us, I'll open the phones up again and have some more callers. But I like to just get to the call so people aren't holding while I have a guest on for an hour. 10 callers coming up. Okay. Now, again, my job is to call balls and strikes. So when Trump's doing and his administration's doing something wrong, like the Chemical Council, getting the Justice Department, and the Ballard Group, that is the company and the lobbying firm of Susie Wiles, the White House chief of staff, and the attorney general, who've had that American Chemical Council as a client, a federal court with a class action suit, they win, and the FDA already agrees, take the fluoride out, the whole world's already taken it out, a carcinogen, lowers fertility, lowers IQ, and they override Kennedy, and the Justice Department says they're going to appeal the suit, and they want to keep fluoride in the water. Well, that's not Trump's fault. He put Kennedy in, who's trying to do that, and then now he's got people at the DOJ that are on the payroll. And so we don't blame Trump for that at this point. But we spotlight the problems in his administration, and then we demand that that be overridden and the fluoride be removed. Instead of throwing a fit and saying, I'm done with Trump, no, 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 no. We know the Democrats aren't going to take it out. That's just one example. No, no, no. We put Trump in to do what we want done, and so we're not going to get pissed when there's a fight over different things we want done. We're getting more done than we've ever gotten done. And so we don't take our ball and go home and give them the field. We don't quit because we're running into some obstacles. We get more intense. And again, that's just one example. So, no, Trump's a great opportunity. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And if he's not successful, his economic reforms, we're screwed, blued, and tattooed, which is what the globalists want, this new long depression to bring in the social credit score and the universal basic income and just dystopia from here on out, defunded police, defunded schools, everything just dystopic, private security, you know, surrounding the rich areas, everything else a wasteland. That's how the globalists manage things around the world. Do you want that? That's all I'm saying. And that doesn't mean we don't cover Epstein stuff and go wherever the truth leads. It's just we've not been given any real meat and potatoes on Trump on that. I'll continue to look at it. But what we know is 20-plus million people, not 12 million. The numbers out of the White House, the real numbers, they've got 26 million under Biden. 2 million children under the age of 15. Now the number is 450,000 that the government knew were kidnapped and not with their parents or the real guard and disappearing them and by regulation not letting ICE know their name or where they went, but giving the phone number of whoever smuggled them in to the HHS so that it would keep tabs. And now Kennedy's gone and given that database to Noam and Homan. So again, that's where we've got them. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If I don't start seeing, and we're seeing low-level human smugglers that were just the delivery boys. It's like a delivery person for Amazon. That's the coyote. But the NGOs and then the Democrat bosses above it, they're like Jeff Bezos. They're the boss. I want them indicted. And I'm hearing all this indictment talk and all this crossfire hurricane indictment talk of Clapper, Brennan, and Comey, all of them. And I'm told by Justice Department people, no, we're going. We've been told do it. Well, then I better start seeing it. And I would give, if I don't see major indictments starting within 60 days, I'm going to be very concerned. And in 6 months, if we don't have major indictments of major kingpins, bare minimum on the human trafficking level, Mayorkas and others, the jury's out on why there's this Epstein gaslighting. And the Democrats have had the files, so they've been able to cover it up. I mean, it does look like overall a dead end just because there's been so much time to cover it up. But it's not a dead end on the 450,000 children, sex slavery, slave labor, bare minimum. That's the ones they know. And so if Tom Homan, who's finally gotten the money, he didn't have the money before, and if, because they're not the prosecutors, they're out getting the guys. If I don't start seeing massive indictments of NGO heads and others up to Mayorkas in 6 months, mark this down, I'm going to say, because it's true, the Trump administration is covering that up, and it won't be like Epstein where we're not sure what's going on. It's cut and dry. So I'm just telling you my thought processes here. And in 6 months, if I don't, because it takes time, if I don't see indictments of at least the next in command under Brennan, Comey, Clapper, and all of them, because you know, that's what you do before you get them. If I don't see that, then I will say people like Nick Fuentes were right. But it's too early to do that. And yes, I'm here publicly trying to get you and all of us to put pressure on the Trump administration because they do listen to the pressure. They are responsive. That's something you don't get with Democrats or Republicans in the past. So I believe the right thing's going to be done because Trump is doomed. His family's doomed. America's doomed if we don't. It's the right thing to do, and these people are evil, and they've got to be punished, and they've got to have their arrogant smugness. Look at that Mayorkas photo. He's like that in every shot. Just radiating smug criminal enjoyment. Look, most of them look smug. That's kind of a sad look. Go to Google and just type in Mayorkas images. Almost all of them is just the smuggest look you've ever seen. Looks a little scared in that one. So, I mean, look, nobody just wants to get in a fight, but we don't have a choice. I mean, yeah, that's what he looks like. I mean, that is a, you have that guy babysit your children? Going to buy insurance from that guy? Going to turn your back on that dude? I mean, he makes my skin crawl. And then in the real world, he's the biggest human slaver and sex slaver in modern history. I mean, that is a wicked, wicked, wicked person. So's Fauci. And so we have, you know, all the proof of gain of function, all the proof lying to Congress, all of it. And if I don't start seeing some indictments for the COVID creation, all the rest of it, I'm still going to say, well, good on the trade, good on the economy, you know, good on shutting the border down. But you cannot morally then lie and say, but, oh, he did a good job on this, this, and that. No, Trump has to do this. And I tell you, I don't have confidence in Pam Bondi. I don't have confidence in Cash Patel. I don't have confidence in Dan Bongino. Well, he's a tough guy, New York cop, Secret Service, and kind of cool talk show host. But he's in over his head. I don't think he's a bad person. He's in over his head. And I look at Patel. He's scared. And it's the same thing with Bondi. She's a lobbyist. And she just kind of, you know, oh, I do some good. I work in the system, what I can. She's not a warrior. She's weak. And maybe I'm wrong. Boy, do I want to get proven wrong. But let me get to this. We know the Democrats are pure evil. And I remember 15 years ago in Chicago and San Francisco and all over the country telling illegal aliens to vote. And you've got a right to vote. I remember Obama in 2016 was on Telemundo and he says, if you are here and you live in the U.S., you have a right to vote, no matter what your citizen status. They're like, oh, right-wingers, you know, claim illegals are voting. All right. Then they're like, well, they only vote in local elections. Well, almost all the local elections are held during state and federal elections. And then you got the illegals being bussed in Pennsylvania everywhere to vote, and they're brought by the government NGOs. They're brought. They're told it's okay for them to do it. They're given a database. They're given somebody else's name. And then you got Tim Walz signing legislation where all Minnesotans, regardless of residency or immigration status, illegal aliens, all of you get to vote. All of you get to have a driver's license because with that driver's license, you can vote there. So, oh, Trump wants everybody to have voter ID. We got to have a driver's license to vote. Well, we'll just give illegal aliens IDs like they have in New York. So just remember who you're dealing with. And now it's come out, the Biden administration handed out. Illegal aliens weren't just using Social Security numbers of dead people. They were being given Social Security numbers by the Democratic Party and by the NGOs and by the HHS to operate illegally. No prosecutions in Maine of any of the fentanyl production facilities the Chinese run. You can drive right up, Chinese mafia running it, Chinese vans. Tucker drove around and showed them to me. The investigative journalists for years go to the state police. Here's where they're making the fentanyl. It's killing people all over the place. And they will never even give the media, anybody, any whistleblowers an interview. Because they're on the payroll, folks. Doesn't mean the average state police sergeant is, but their bosses are getting paid. Because they'll do whatever they're told. China can run fentanyl labs and meth labs and poison the whole U.S. with it, and nothing's done. Well, you know what? Let's see the FBI go into Maine and let's arrest the heads of the Chinese mafia, and then let's get their computers and their payoffs to the state officials, the same ones that want to put men in women's sports and all the rest of it, and let's indict them. Come on. Come on. Let's go. They are killing the American people. Trump says he wants death penalty for fentanyl producers. And I think that's reasonable. I mean, you're producing fentanyl that you know kills hundreds of thousands of people a year. Yeah. You're proven. It's proven. You're doing it. You're distributing it. Execute them. But, hey, we don't need to go there. Can you just arrest them? I mean, if I was in the state police and I had a warrant, Tucker Carlson knows the local police, knows them all, literally pointing them out to me. I'd go in there with 10 guys, grab their computers, all their stuff, and just off that, within 3 months, I can have state officials indicted. But I got to have people ready to take action, folks. You know how many people in my family, people I know, have had people die of that stuff? I mean, it's scary. Your kid bought, your 18-year-old buys some vape off the street and it's got it in it. They lace marijuana with it. It falls on playgrounds and toddlers get it and die. And we just sit here and we just take it. And the top investigative journalists in the state can't ever get a meeting with the state police and go show them where they are. I'm not talking about Tucker. No, the other journalist. The interviewer. I remember when I lived in South Austin, Rex had just been born like 22 years ago. It wasn't a bad neighborhood, but it was a working class neighborhood. And there was this Chevron station about a mile away that I'd go to that was nice, and they got sold. And all of a sudden the floors were dirty and it stunk, and there were these foreigners that owned it. They were like Pakistani. And I started seeing a few times I went there just to get gas. I didn't go in anymore because it was all crappy and there was never any food. It was stunk. The floor was dirty. But I was watching and I saw these ugly hookers out front. You know, just, but I could see them getting in cars and stuff. They were hookers. So I go in there and I walk around. There's no coffee. There's nothing. There's a guy behind the counter. And I start fumbling around. And a guy comes in and does something. He slips him something. He's selling drugs. So I get in my car, I'm driving, and I see a cop car parked right by my house across the street. So I think, what's you? I get up, hey, what's going on? You want to call? No, I'm just sitting here. It was like a 45-year-old white guy. And I said, hey, is the Chevron station, you know that one right down the road there? He goes, yeah, I know about it. I go, they're running hookers and drugs out of there. And the cop just starts laughing and drives off. But he had that criminal laugh, like, oh, really? Tell me something I didn't know. Wow. So I'm in that store 3 minutes watching them deal drugs. There's hookers out front. There's a neighborhood full of regular working class families and their kids around. And that's the type of crap we're talking about. That's how evil works. You just accept it. Why do you think certain neighborhoods are the worst and have the shootouts and all of it? Because people just start accepting it. The cops agree. Well, that's a black neighborhood. So, you know, we let the stuff be there. That's how that was done. And then you wonder why those neighborhoods fell apart, because it was not enforced. And then the Democrats say defund the police and kick them completely out of those neighborhoods. And then they get even worse. because you do have jurisdictions and you do have cops that do their jobs. But, you know, and just like that, within 6 months, that Chevron went from a nice, clean Chevron that had, like, nachos and ice cream and hot coffee and clean floors and everything else, and just overnight, just a rotting hellhole. And then you let that happen, and it gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse. And then everybody just kind of moves away from that spot. Then it moves back into you, and you move away, and you move away, and you move away. You're not going to be able to move away from it, folks. You can't keep running from it. You can't run from Tampon Tim coming for your son's Johnson with a scalpel. We have allowed these people. We are the problem. They're evil. They're going to do what they're going to do. We have allowed them to operate like this. And I believe the guy that got arrested, that he was sent by walls to do all that, and because I saw the signs. The day it happened, they blamed Trump and me, his roommate. And we learned there were probably a bunch of other shooters that chickened out. That was their big No King's Day. Oh, Trump supporters slaughter a bunch of Democrats in Minnesota. Of course, the governor, he thought he could control it, but it fizzled. Notice you don't hear about that anymore. And, of course, days before, I predicted something just like that. And I said, they'll probably blame Trump and me. And they did. And I even said, though, they're so badly coordinated, hopefully it duds out. Because I'm seeing that more and more, because they don't have professional teams that'll do it anymore, because the professional teams can tell the globalists are losing, and they also know that a lot of times they get killed later to cover it up. They're like, yeah, I'm not going to take that deal. We got a special project, triple pay, black op. It's going to be political, though. And people go, you want a false flag? Yeah, I'm not doing that. Here is Tampon Tim. Here it is.
Governor Tim Walz signed the driver's license for all bill into law. This will allow all Minnesotans to get a driver's license regardless of immigration status.
Instead of actually changing the politician, what they actually do is they just want to change the voter. And by allowing illegal immigrants to have an ID, that's flat out un-American. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to flood our market with all these illegal voters, given what we've seen over the course of the past year with their inability to have free and fair elections. And it's just going to be their response to it. To allow millions of people to have an ID, and quite frankly, to the tax-paying American and the everyday American, this is absolutely disgusting, outrageous. Because these tone-deaf policies are what the world are watching right now. They aren't listening, and quite frankly, we're fed up with it.
And that was about 11 months ago. The reason I played it, though, is just to remember what we're dealing with. And to understand, with all these Soros DAs in charge, we can't even get people prosecuted that shoot innocent people in downtown Austin. And you know Jose Garza and people like that, the Soros DA here, they know they're destabilizing things. They know they're getting innocent people killed. They like it. Because they want to bring the whole system down so they're fully in control. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back with Paul and Suzanne and Gary and Brandon and Moses and Will and Chad and Zach and Kevin on your grading of Trump and where you think the country is and where you think we should go. And then Owen Benjamin's going to be joining us, always informative and interesting. It's all coming up today on this live Thursday, July 31st, 2025 transmission. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's, whether you're listening on Local Talk Radio or watching at Infowars.com/show or Relox Shows on X or on Rumble. Take those live feeds and hit your email list, your text message list, and word of mouth, and tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. That is so central and so important because people are ready to hear the truth. We got a lot of news coming up. Stay with us. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history, the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you gotta be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you can cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultra Methylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you that have ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, thealexofstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
DOJ, the CIA, and the Director of National Intelligence said last week they'd be releasing the Durham classified appendix of the Durham whitewash. The classified Durham appendix shows Hillary Clinton personally approved Trump's Russia hoax and used FBI to, quote, put more oil on the fire. That's their own internal Democrat Party documents. But they're throwing Hillary under the bus. If you follow all of it, Obama came up with it with Brennan, Clapper, and Comey. They then came up with the plan and then used the DNC, the FBI also funded part of the Steele dossier, and then they had it through the Democratic Party. So they're now throwing her under the bus, just like they did in their cover stories 2017 when they had handwritten notes, Brennan Clapper, the rest of them, with Obama and others saying, oh, yes, we're worried Hillary did this. We have to cover it up coming out. But, oh, Hillary did it. No, Hillary was working under Obama because he'd served his two terms. She was drinking heavily, taking barbiturates, taking painkillers, taking tranquilizers. That's all been declassified. We can tell you that. I've told you that from our Secret Service sources. Having convulsions. And she was their front puppet. And so you got to love the rats leaving the sinking ship. Senator Chuck Grassley Thursday released the newly declassified annex from former special counsel John Brennan's report. The Durham annex contains previously classified information exposing a reported Clinton campaign plan to falsify and lie about President Trump to Russia. Grassley said, again, the Durham annex contains previously classified information exposing a reported Clinton campaign plan to falsely tie President Trump to Russia. Grassley said, recall that it was just reported that FBI Director Cash Patel recently found the annex to the Durham report in a burn bag at the FBI. These lazy people, man. According to the newly declassified documents, Hillary Clinton personally approved the Trump-era hoax just a few days before the FBI counterintelligence agent Peter Strzok opened Crossfire Hurricane on July 31st, 2016, to distract from her private server scandal and to have an insurance policy against Trump. Remember that in the text? Hillary used the bogus dossier and conspired with foreigners and the FBI to spy on Trump's 2016 campaign. I mean, this is total treason. And all they did, and they tried to put me in prison with this crap. They sent the CIA after me. I'm not going to get back into it. It's just unbelievable the crap we put up with. And if they don't go to prison for this, they'll just be 10 times more emboldened. Now, I want to go to your calls now, but I'm going to get into this with Owen Benjamin coming up. Epstein believed Trump was the rat who snitched on him to the FBI. That's Raw story. That's CNN. That's the reporters that interviewed him decades ago and years ago. Well, I don't need to believe Raw story. Roger Stone reported this over 10 years ago. And now they reportedly have recordings of him saying this that are going to be released with reporters. Epstein was pissed at Trump because he stole a bunch of Mar-a-Lago employees to his businesses in Palm Beach. Trump started looking into him and found out that some of his best members, young daughters, 14-year-olds and things, were being hit on, and that Epstein was asking them to come work for them as masseuses. And Trump went to the FBI, and that caused the local investigation because the feds wouldn't do it, and that's where it all came from. So why would Trump drop a dime on himself? You know, he said in the press conference in Scotland, he goes, you know, I first kicked him out. I first exposed him. He didn't go into it. But again, then why has he been covering up any further investigations? Well, because he learned they spiked it full of a bunch of innuendo, which we now know is true. And that's why it was a mistake for him to do that. No, let it all out and go after them. Have you figured it out yet, Trump? They're not going to be nice and just go away. And I understand Bill Gates and all these big billionaires are implicated already. And the head of Harvard and everybody else, it's going to hurt the stock market. You know what? I don't think it will. I think the stock market will explode. There'll be so much confidence in things. But I know the common knowledge, you know, the common logic is just let the corruption go on. Remember the Catholic Church? They'd get a few pedophiles. In the 50s, 60s, they cover it up, and it got worse and worse and worse, and then now they were part of it, and it basically brought down the church in most areas of the world. No! Get it out! Get it over with! You see the corruption coming out. It's not going away. People want this. The age of covering this stuff up is over! And then this is coming up. Mystery orange shape spotted near Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell the night before his death. CBS News has analyzed the footage release. And folks, this has got edits all over it. This has got stuff chopped out of it everywhere. And that's what Serafin said months ago. Even before this came out, he said, when they release this tape, it's going to be a discrediting setup to make Trump and everybody look bad. I said, how do you know that? He goes, because the same bad guys are there. They want to undermine Trump. And I was like, that's a weird theory, man. I know you're smart, but that's... And then it happened. And I'm like, wow. So it's not me in some gymnastics trying to figure out how I can make Trump good. No, it's the opposite. I'm going to cover the bad, the good, and I'm still trying to figure it out. But they're so lazy. Whoever the person in the prison uniform, which we've always thought it was one of the prisoners, the police officer that got convicted for killing a bunch of people with his bare hands, who Epstein said tried to kill him the first few days he was there. And it looks from this shot, looks like the edge of a prisoner. Who knows? The point is, what we were given was a lie, and it was an obvious lie designed to make us then understand it's a lie. Just like they gave us the Obama birth certificate, anybody could look at it, and they didn't flatten it in the Photoshop. I think it was Adobe. They didn't flatten it in the image editing deal, so you could pull up all the signatures and pull up all the stuff and see the files. And we're like, why did they give it? They could have flattened it, and still a forensic expert could see it wasn't a real typewriter. It was a computer typewriter. You know, the words were the same. They just looked like it was a typewriter. But why? Because they wanted you to focus on the birth certificate instead of the fact that he was the son of the famous communist pornographer, Frank Marshall Davis, and the CIA. And his mother was in a bunch of porn spreads in the house. He's photographed with Frank Marshall Davis, who he said was like his father in Dreams of My Father, who was friends with his grandfather, high-level CIA, and now he stayed summers with Frank Marshall Davis, who looks just like him. And then there's footage. He's a famous pornographer, too, with mommy, with women, on the same couch. Obama's photographed all of the same pictures. See, that's damning that mama was a CIA sex operative. You know, we're talking old school MKUltra here. We're talking Ghislaine Maxwell stuff. Oh, you know, grandpa was dipping in. And then Obama's got a tranny nanny in Indonesia and all this. I mean, this is a freak off club here, baby. No, this totally ebony black guy that looks nothing like Obama is his dad. In Kenya, and Obama in five speeches says, I was born in Kenya, and in his Harvard Law Review, he's the editor of, I'm born in Kenya. We go, that was the cover story, so you would know it was Frank Marshall Davis. But like any criminal, pull up Frank Marshall Davis's photo, folks. He loves to brag, though, and write a book about his father, and half the book's about Frank Marshall Davis. Just Frank Marshall Davis, or type in Dreams of My Real Father, Joel Gilbert's movie. I'll do it. There's Frank Marshall Davis. We can pull up the porn mommy's in. Yeah, which one's the daddy? The fake Kenyan dad or Frank Marshall Davis? From Chicago. And Hawaii. Barack Obama looked like Barack Obama Sr.? There isn't a person in the world. You can show that to 10,000 women. Women are good at telling what the daddy is. Hey, 10,000 women, which one's the daddy? Don't put their names under it. Just put it up on screen. Who's your daddy? Put it on screen again. If you took the names off of Barack Obama Sr. and Frank Marshall Davis, and you showed a million people on national TV, who's the daddy? 99% would say Frank Marshall Davis. Now you know how they work. And now you know why they put out this video and told Patel and them, oh, sir, it proves it. They're busy. They don't check. They put it out, and it blows up in their face. As Kyle Serafin, former FBI counterterrorism, predicted before anybody else did. Out of the blue. It's actually kind of scary how he did that. All right, let's go to your phone call. Thanks for holding. Paul in FEMA Region 4, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. God bless you, Alex. First time, long time. Love your products. And, you know, I'm a member of your store.
Thank you.
In regards to that Nick debate, I voted Trump three times. It's the only times or the only times I've ever voted ever. I only voted Trump the third time because of the Democrats. I have a big anti-vax Trump stance. It's his crown jewel that will kill millions. I think he's going to be fooled again. I don't think fighting Trump would really get us anywhere. He already said, hey, if you don't want to follow me, oh, well, something like that. So we can support him and challenge him as needed. But I have a lot of questions. What about AI, digital ID, Israel? And there's more. And back to Trump vaccine crown jewel. I just don't trust the people directing him, behind him. I feel something's off. I want 1776. I want arrest. I want more than economic change. I want arrest. Real change. Does that make sense?
I couldn't say it as good as you said it. Yeah, we're not going to throw the baby out of the bathwater when he's doing good policies, and a lot of it's really good. We're going to support it. But the magic's lost. We're hurt. The direction's starting to change. And so we shouldn't take our ball and go home. We should get on his ass and hold his feet to the fire and flamethrow, nonviolently politically, the bad guys around him, and we need to start throwing our weight around.
Amen. Thank you, Al.
Thank you. Yeah, if people want to know what I've been doing the last 25 days in this exploded controversy with the Epstein thing, I've been throwing my weight around. I mean, I was cheerleading the first 6 months because overall it was amazing. But then I start seeing this veering off and we're going to keep fluoride in the water and mRNA shots get approved. And we learned it was behind the scenes stuff. I know that. So I'm going, hey, you got a problem in your administration. A lot of people going, you know, you're just being a cheerleader. I'm like, no, mom, you know, yeah, this is overall good. But I told you, as soon as I got, you know, started seeing bad stuff, I'm going to go crazy. And it's all just my own thought process. I don't claim to have all the answers. Let's go to Chad, Minnesota. Chad, thanks for calling.
Ditto, Alex. Yeah, this whole thing is getting to the point where, you know, this is crunch time. I've had several conversations about Trump with this term, if he did get in, and he's in. And I agree exactly as to what you said. The synergistic value was palpable when the first 5-6 months, and then it just all of a sudden on a dime. It just got yanked. And the mandate is,
well, let's say it. As soon as Elon was kicked out, things started going downhill.
Absolutely. And then now what does that do? That just creates a whole nother thing of chaos. And then who do you trust? And we all know that there are operatives that maybe not the big names, but obviously below. And that's always been the thing. And here's what I see it as. COVID still has not been clarified on a level to we the people with the truth. So if we continue to do that, that's going to make things difficult. The biggest one, number one, in my opinion, and it's the toughest one, but we need to lean back in on Trump, quadruple down and say, listen, the CIA, Mossad, intelligence, MI6, that is the biggest thing to get over because it's, well, if we release all that information, it's going to be a matter of national security. Well, national security is what you're holding us hostage to say, okay, well, if we get this released, well, then we're going to do.
Well, that's right. The real national security is breaking up the CIA. It's been the globalist coup since 47. When they say national security, no, they mean the security of their criminal operation.
Absolutely. And that's, and we're held hostage because of that. And if, now let's just go beyond Trump now when he's done. and he serves his term. Now, they hit him up on the tail end of his first term with COVID. And now they hit him up front, which it's obvious. It's like you said, that just in 6 months, all of a sudden, boom, now all of a sudden you got Sam Altman in there and this AI thing, and you've nailed it with AI. AI is the next part that if we don't get truth out there, if we don't get people held accountable, and the truth does, we don't get enough people to understand, like we need a big time release of information and getting all the other guys, Comey, Obama, all that stuff, that's great, and I'm not against that, but that's Fox, TikTok, it's coming. Oh, and then it gets the mega normies that have, you know, attached themselves back onto this, and then it just, it creates a, you know, a whole thing. And after Trump, is there people who, they have think tanks, they're going to kill us with 1,000 cuts, right? And we are never prepared because we don't, like Bill Benny, get him involved. He can open up the NSA, like insert him into it. Get people that know what they're doing.
That's right. We have a giant transhumanist, eugenicist globalist death cult running the system. The system's anti-human. It's anti-prosperity. It must be dismantled. It must be, because it is all designed to end industrial civilization. That is their official plan. Thanks for the call. Amazing points. Amazing callers today. Susan in Texas, thank you so much for calling.
Good afternoon. Well, I just have to say the following. I was born in Germany. I lived in France for a long time. What's happening in Europe is an absolute nightmare. It's unbelievable what they're doing. I've been in Texas now for over 32 years, and we do not want that ever, ever, ever in the States. So whether or not we should support Trump, it's a pretty clear yes, because the question is not Democrat, Republican. The question is simply who politics are aimed to destroy a nation and its people, and whose are not. And Trump is not acting against his country. And that's the best we got right now. That's what we need right now. So
I 100% agree. Just securing the border, just promoting sovereignty, taking back control of our trade deals, and getting us out of globalist think tanks. Trump means well. He is trying to get sovereignty back. I believe he is a good man. He's overwhelmed. He's made some big mistakes. And that means we can't have the Republican establishment pose as MAGA when we're against an Iran war or whatever and say, we need to shut up. No, we got Trump in, and now it's time for us to throw our weight around and to make sure the agenda we put him in there for continues.
And the biggest mistake right now would be to get away from him and say, oh, no. Nick Fuentes is young, and I do like Fuentes. It's just he's young, and when you're young, I did the same. You have a tendency of black-white thinking. The world doesn't work that way. And Trump is doing way too much good, and again, he's not acting against America. And we need people like that in Western Europe. Every single one over there is being put in place to destroy and really destroy the nations and the entire
and
country.
Every time they're about to elect a Le Pen, or AFD's about to win, or Romania, they cancel the election or they arrest the person. Absolutely. We need to understand that Trump is just a manifestation of what we need everywhere.
Yep, that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
No, I was interrupting you. Really smart lady. Anything else you want to add? I mean, what do you think we can do to then put pressure, just expose the bad people in the Trump administration? What else can we do?
Look, we have an incredible advantage in this country because of the alternative media. We do not have the equivalent to a Joe Rogan and Alex Jones, a Candace Owens. We don't, Chris Kirk. We don't, what's his name? Chris Kirkland?
Tucker Carlson?
No, yeah, Tucker Carlson, of course. But no, our guy here in Texas, I can't get the name right now. Chris, the young guy.
There's a lot of people. A lot of good patriots.
Chris. Okay, but we have, the point is that we do have these kind of people, and we don't have that in Europe. You don't have that because they're systematically shutting them down.
Yeah, for those who don't know, in Germany, just recently, college kids will go to another country just for a pro-sovereignty, anti-EU meeting, and they're arrested when they land in Germany.
Yes, you get arrested. You get fined when you put a thumbs up under an article that is not wanted. You know, you're going to get a fine. There's a woman that got fined 1,500 euros for that. This is what you're looking at. Who wants to live like that? And it's not even, this is not as bad as it's going to get. It's going to be nasty. In 27, they're going to have the digital euro in Europe for everybody. That is when the door is going to close, and there is going to be no way out of this. That's it. That is going to be the digital concentration camp, and they are going right at it. Right now, they're already starting to do the digital euro for companies. When you want to start a company, everything has to be in the digital euro. It's a disaster.
It's total disaster. Control. That's what they want. And as you know, the EU and others, their bureaucrats have all said, we're going to use this to control your behavior.
Of course. And then they're going to do whatever they want to do with you, and that's the end of that.
All
so
right.
The EU was put in place to kill Europe, and the UN is there to do the rest.
Absolutely. Thank you, Susan. Amazing points. Brandon and others, I'm going to go to more of your calls, and then at 5 after, we're going to have Owen Benjamin on. And then when he leaves us, I guess if you want to stay on hold, we can call you back. We'll get the other callers. We'll get to everybody here. I want to get to Brandon and Moses and Will and Gary and Zach and Kevin and others. Just briefly, because we're on a break here. We have survived so many attacks, and I don't spend a lot of my time on it, that I've had everybody. I mean, when I say everybody, people on the street, people at church, people at the grocery store, the Trump administration, you see it on TV, Steve Bannon, everybody. They're like, congratulations, beating them, trying to shut you down. Well, I mean, I've beaten a bunch of the attempts, thanks to your support, but we're got a hearing on the 13th with the judge saying, the Texas judge of the show trial, they're going to send the receiver in here sometime after that and just close the doors, even though the federal court blocked it. I'm battling them in federal court, and the majority of the money that comes in here is for the legal battles, because I'm fighting Paul Weiss law firms and all of them, and we're winning. We filed devastating stuff. Even more devastating stuff is imminent. But without the funds, I can't do this, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to thank all of you that have gone to thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to encourage those of you that never have. These are really amazing products. And again, I've explained this before, but I'm going to sell you supplements that really work and are really good for you. A, because I don't want bad mojo, reap what you sow, but that's not even, I never even thought of this when I've been selling supplements for decades, but doing it ourselves about 14 years. I'm like, I want to have the best, I want the best quality, because I want to sell the best, so I can say I sell the best, and so it works good, and so you want to order it again. So, if you don't know what Methylene Blue is, it's amazing, we've got the best. If you don't know what Irish Sea Moss does, it's an incredible super nutrient, has everything in it, we got the best. If you don't know what 95% curcuminoid from turmeric does, raw turmeric at 4% does incredible things for inflammation, your body, your health, anti-cancer, everything. We have the strongest. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com right now with a big sale that's going for only another 6 days. Store-wide, buy one of any of the supplements, t-shirts, ball caps, anything in the store, and get another one free. That is an incredible deal. But you got to be a VIP. $30 a month to be a VIP, and you get $40 to spend in the store. So everybody should do it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexjonesstore.com.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Smart lady from Germany.
You can run on for
Trump's actions against the globalists are night and day, defending our sovereignty, cutting off their money, and so much more. But then you've got the lobbyist in there, and it's the chief of staff, and it's the attorney general protecting the poison shots, protecting the chemical companies with the fluoride. And we can't be in a cult. We have to control this administration with grassroots firepower. And I can basically have whatever I wanted right now from the Democrats or the Republicans. I could call, not Trump, he's not doing it, but the Republican leadership. I could call them right now, today, and sell out, and all my problems would be solved. I'd be flooded with money like these other talk show hosts, these other big national hosts. I mean, I've gotten the calls recently. It's happened many times over the years. I've named names sometimes. You know, if they said it publicly, they were dumb enough to try to buy me on publicly, I've talked about it. So that's how real this is. I've gotten a bunch of big calls. What do you want? What I want is to fight evil. What I want is this to stop. You couldn't give me $1 trillion to shut up about fluoride in the water or poison shots killing people. You think my soul's for sale? It's not even a question. But see, there's all these other people do it. And they're going to get us all killed. It's not altruistic to not sell out to evil. It's survival. It's not heroic to stand up for what's right. It's what builds civilization, people. Owen Benjamin's coming up. For those of you that have been holding, if you want to hold over till he's gone, I'll take your calls. I want to get to you. Let's jam in one right now. Brandon in Texas, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I agree 100% with your take on it. I just wanted to bring up, after all these documents have been dropping lately, there was a memo that Obama sent out, I think it was December 8th, 2016, where he tasked various agencies to look into influence from Russia. One of them I found interesting is DHS was tasked to cyber activity against voting systems. I'm like, why does that sound familiar?
Because they were involved covering up the Chinese bringing it in. That's come out in the documents. They used that very group to do it.
Well, here's what I found that everybody's memory hold. I went back and Googled. If you Google DHS Georgia voting system hack, the same day they drafted this memo, a news story broke. It was in CNBC, NBC, where it was so bad that Kemp had to draft a letter to Jay Johnson to ask him, hey, what the hell? Why are y'all hacking and scanning our voting system? And I believe, with this, the way he tasked this, I think they were going to use that as the pretext to deny Trump office and say they actually hacked the voting systems, but they got caught like the dirty rats they are.
I remember back when that happened, so I'm sorry I interrupted you. Remind me, say what you said again. I remember that. We're going to pull it up.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
there it is.
Google,
CNBC, Homeland Security tried to attempt hack of Georgia election database.
On the memo that was released about a week and a half ago, I think Julie Kelly released the full thing, but it has where they task like CIA, FBI to hacking and leaks, but one was cyber activity against voting systems, and they tasked that to DHS. DHS weeks before that tried to scan Georgia's system. So I believe they're going to pull the same kind of con job they did with the DNC server, blame it on Russians, and then use that as the pretext.
100%. That's what came out with Snowden was Vault 7, how the CIA frames governments for things they do. Digital.
Tulsi and Kristi Noem, they better be looking into this. Who did the hack? Why did they do the hack? Because I believe this was like the linchpin of their whole scam, and it didn't work because they got caught. So they had to rely on all the garbage with Concord and the Internet Research Agency to say that memes were being posted by Russia, and there's their proof of interference.
Yeah, and then I had the CIA and the FBI try to set me up with the Internet Research Group. They came as representatives and tried to give me $3 million.
Yeah, it's totally ridiculous. If nobody's, I haven't seen anybody talk about it, but as soon as I saw that, my brain just started firing off. Why does that sound familiar? And sure enough, right there. And it wasn't like some random nobody website. It was like CNBC.
Well, by the way, did you just figure this out? Because it just broke today. I didn't even know this. It's in the news, what you just said.
Oh, I didn't know it was in the news today. I figured this out over a week ago because I read it, and I'm like, what the hell is this? And it was from
hold
the
on, Brandon. Don't hang up. If you want to hold for an hour, I'm going to come back to you. But I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history, thealexjonesstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Somebody's gonna try to blackmail me with advertising? Blackmail me with money? Go f*** yourself.
I will never let them take away your freedom.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Promo piece from 6 months ago when Trump first got into office, and we saw so much good until Elon left. And you know, I never totally trusted Elon, but I know a lot of the inside baseball and things, and I knew the Democrats really came after him, tried to destroy him, so that pissed him off. And I warned people, I said, the Trump administration, Susie Wiles running him out, could become really dangerous. And then he brought out the Epstein stuff, and Trump took the bait and tried to cover it up. And now it's a firestorm. They're going to have hearings. It's going to be a huge deal. And Trump needs to release everything. But now in hindsight, Now, Owen Benjamin, I've known him for years. He's a popular talk show host and comedian and been highly censored as well. And I've been seeing him talk about farming and, you know, family and avoiding nihilism. and really with AI and all the things that are happening, it's going to become clearer and clearer there's going to be a war on humans being independent. Wild humans. Free-range humans, not domesticated humans, because this whole AI plan is about taking over every function of your life and merging you with the machines to then phase us out. That's the official plan. As you have all Noah Harari and the WF has said, the future is not human. Well, we've been defeating the globalists with just a small percentage of people that are really awake. As we awaken more and as things get more dystopic, it's going to be easier and easier to get people to take action, but we need to do it before all the robots and all the self-driving stuff rolls out, speaking of Elon, because they're already saying, oh, self-driving's 15, 20 times safer than humans. We need to ban humans driving. See? How about never living? Then you'll never die. You'll never have a problem if you never try. Why cook your own dinner? A robot can do it. It's what you're supposed to do. It's fun to grill a steak or make a salad or plant crops or, you know, hey, why have sex? You can just have a test tube made. It's our entire biology. I mean, show the peacock spider. You know, it pops up in its mating dance, and it's all part of its genetic expression. Well, you know, why even have spiders? We can just have little robot spiders. You know, this is God's design. It's what we're supposed to do. It's what we're designed to do. It's not like, oh, the nuclear family, some invention. It's what we are. It's not like a lion pride. You have the male's role and the female's role. It's our genetics. And to go against it is to go against our fulfillment and our strength. So Owen Benjamin joins us, and it's great to have him on. OwenBenjamin.com, LADLETV. And it's good to have him. A lot of things to talk about. The state of the country and the world. Trump, preparedness, farming, parenting, avoiding nihilism, the importance of humor, and people who don't have it. So, Owen, great to have you back with us. I want to get your take on the state of the country and Trump and Epstein and where you see this going.
Bro, your intro just nailed it. It's like the fact is we're biologically predisposed where our purpose is to do the very things that people are trying to replace. And that's why I always push the farming stuff and I always push the independent stuff. And now is the time to do it before all these systems come into place. And, you know, non-GMO humans. I have a theory that movies with real humans in them will be called organic movies, where you go to a movie. Nah, no one goes to movie theaters, but it's like, do you want organic or just normal movies? And normal movies will just all be AI, but you have to pay a premium to see a real human being read the lines, you know?
I totally agree. My buddy Sean Johnson, we were hiking yesterday with my oldest daughter before we went for a swim, and he said, I believe in humanity, and I believe as this AI social credit score rolls out, people are going to rebel against it, and there'll be parties and clubs and churches and businesses where it's whoever has the lowest credit score is the coolest, and that's really the rebel that's built in there. And as people really begin to figure this out, I believe it's going to backfire.
100%, man. And I actually brought some stuff to show you, because I know sometimes I talk abstractly about farming, and in the past I've gotten myself in some hot water with some racial humor. So I'm trying to bridge the racial gap and show about farming. I grew this in Idaho, and I want to tell your listeners about non-determinant plants too, and just how many you can grow. So this watermelon I grew, and all the seeds in it are fertile seeds, because right now at the grocery store, you get a watermelon, you can't plant those seeds. They're determinant. You know, it's like, they shut off at a certain time, where if you have a fertile watermelon, every seed can grow 10 more watermelons. And it's this infinite, you know, thing. And then I brought some
stuff. Yeah, they're killing the cycle of life. And now it's almost weird to have a plant that, like, ooh, you mean plants reproduce forever?
Exactly. Yeah, no, exactly. Imagine they do that with humans, where it's like, you know, the Brave New World stuff and 1984 and all that. It's what they've already done to the food, where it's like, oh, you don't get to reproduce unless you're in this social category and you have to take this drug to make your sperm work or whatever. Whereas in God's creation, we have infinite abundance already. Like one tomato has enough seeds in it to grow 1,000 tomatoes. And it's something that I'm really passionate about getting people pumped up about.
No, I'm telling you, but it's not just that this human stuff up front isn't as good as God and the perfection of it. It's designed to sabotage us and hurt us. So even if humans tried to make something better than God, we'd fail. But instead, they're making it day one to fuck everybody.
Oh, 100%, because they're all about control. And control comes from dependence. And every parent knows that. It's like, as soon as you teach your kid to do something, they don't need you to do it anymore. And now they can do it at any time when they're not looking at it, when you're not around. And so a lot of these people, they're real broken guys and they don't have their own families. A lot of them are really like messed up or they don't whatever. So they take out their paternal instincts on the world, just like a lot of these cat ladies take out their maternal instincts on social media, where they want to treat us like we're little toddlers. Some of these like, globalist types, they want to be a dad. That's the end of the day. They want to be a dad. They're so messed up mentally that they're like, okay, I'm going to, you know, guide and teach and control the world when no one wanted it. Like no one consented to that. And so that's why I'm like, the more we take pleasure in doing the work, you know, like when I travel, when I was on a sitcom, it's like they'd send a driver and I used to hate that because I like driving. I'm like, no, I enjoy driving. I like digging ditches. I like picking fruits, you know, like I used to do a bit about how picking cotton is really enjoyable. It's like little fluffy clouds, and that I was trying to reach out to the black community about that, but it did not go very well.
Well, the point is we're supposed to do it. Like I've had gardens and things when I had time to do it, and I've worked on farms and things when I was younger. You zen out and are high as a kite when you're doing it because you're designed to do it.
Dude, it's so good for depression and stuff because it's not like I have everything together. Like sometimes I'll talk about this stuff and people are like, yeah, man, must be nice. And I'm like, bro, I have so many stresses and problems. I'm like retarded, you know? It's not even that I've like figured it all out at all. It's just like a fact that when you're doing these tasks that a lot of people want to pay someone else to do or get a computer to do or whatever, it takes away purpose and it causes depression. And it's one thing that I'll say about my life, or all the mistakes I've made, or for better or for worse, I'm usually like really happy.
Well, let's take Amish. They ran away from Catholic oppression 400 years ago out of Europe, Germany, and Switzerland mainly. And they went all over the world, Hawaii, you name it, you know, the U.S., South America, everywhere. And they live 86 on average. We live 75 on average. They basically don't have cancer, don't have autism. And you can see right there what's happening. And so we know the modern system's killing us, and we know the other system is empowering us.
Yeah, and there's so much energy and so much food that's right there. And I totally understand that a lot of people would feel like it's unfair to say go run into the forest or go to the country and start your own farm and they have a job and a normal life and a mortgage and all that. I'm not telling people to do that. Just start with like one plant in your windowsill or just like a little tiny garden. In World War II, they called them
victory.
What were they called?
Victory gardens.
Yeah, victory gardens. That's right. Because you feel power. Like you feel that little spark that's like everything's going to be okay. And if you don't do just a little bit of that, it's so easy to fall into nihilism. Like the end's already here and they have everything in place and everyone's like a moronic zombie and, you know, everyone's lying. It's like when you just see that little miracle of just a little plant and then you just eat one plant. Like right now I'm trying to grow oranges in Idaho. And it's required a lot of effort, and I got one orange, and it looked really, like, horrifying. You know, it looked like children, you know, Hills Have Eyes type vibe. But it still felt incredible that I grew citrus in Idaho. You know, it's just like it feels great.
Well, we can get into all the farming stuff and have you back on about that in general. But what is your grading of Trump 6.5, 7 months in? Where do you see it going?
Well, some people think I flip-flop a lot because I just don't change and the world kind of flip-flops. I still like him for the same reasons I liked him in the beginning. Like, I don't ever put my hope or faith in the government or anything. He is funny, and funny is very important because funny means that you have a baseline. So if someone's funny, that means that they have some standard because every joke is based off a standard. And so people that are just off and completely subjective, narcissistic land. They don't have a sense of humor.
And there's
a
lot
of
people sociopaths and psychopaths don't have humor.
They don't have humor. Like, it's one of the biggest red flags.
Humor is a real test. If people don't have humor, you got a problem.
Yeah, it is, because humor assumes a collective or an outside of self truth. So I was telling somebody that I can't do song parodies anymore. The last one was the "It's Too Late to Apologize" or "Yellow Ledbetter" or that stuff, because no one has a collective idea of new songs. You know, we all know, "Free Fallin'" and "Painted Black" and stuff like that, but there's no new songs. Like, they're these huge artists, but no, like, you know, like Taylor Swift. I don't know any Taylor Swift songs, or like someone else, or like some other band, or, you know, some rap guy. And it's like that with truth in general, where if we all don't have a sense of truth, or like what is the standard, then there's no irony and there's no parody. And so that's why if someone doesn't understand humor, it's a big red flag. And number two, he represents the demographic of the majority of America. He's a white male. And so, some people might think that sounds quote unquote racist, but imagine if a guy named Brandon was the head of Indonesia. You'd be like, that's been conquered. Like, Brandon, right? So those two factors alone were the reason I was like, oh, he's better than Kamala Harris. He's funny, and he represents the majority demographic of America, and he's a male. And I think that leadership positions are very stressful and very, they're very male-centered. And I don't think it's good to put women in those positions. And so,
in general, women don't want those positions.
They don't want the positions. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Because it's only a small percentage of men that thrive in high stress and get to where they like it. So it's not just that it's not women aren't built for it. Most men aren't built for it.
Exactly. Like, I'm at my peak right now, and I'm a pretty, stress resistant, large, loud man. And, where I'm at right now is about like right where I want to be. Like, I would never want to be the president. It's just way too intense. And that just requires that type of dude. And so
I'm about to say, at 79, he's been in a war for 10 years. I mean, I can't believe he's handled it. I mean, just that alone is like, oh, well,
I have a ton of respect for that. And the government is the administrative body for commerce, and a lot of people rely on it every day, and he's doing a better job than a Kamala Harris would.
He lives in a barrel of snakes. He is in hell.
Totally. Yeah, and then all the, I think the Epstein stuff is obviously insane, but it's like, I don't know, I still think it's funny the way he handles it, and I know some people might think that I would be that's like normalizing, or I'm like signing off on anything. I'm not signing off on shit. I'm just saying that the way he handles things is funny. And in that world, powerful, intense alpha type dudes, there's always everybody in that world has a lot of appetites. And I saw that in Hollywood, and I'm just like, I just hope the appetites are at least somewhat reasonable. That's usually how I judge people, but that's my view on it. And that was my view on it when they were running for, when it was happening. And so now people could be like, oh, you're shilling for Trump. I'm like, I'm not changing. Before, when I was saying that he's not going to save me, they were like, oh, you gotta get more pumped. And I'm like, no, this is my opinion. It's been this way for years.
I mean, absolutely. We also have to look at, we know the Democrats are pure evil. And so because it's holier than thou to only cover when Trump does something that isn't perfect, I cover the bad stuff he does to try to get him back on the right track, but I don't then fetishize and just constantly attack him. What's your gut level on where we are and what's about to happen with Russia, Iran, the Democrats are in free fall? I mean, this is a wild time.
Yeah, and to your point, it's the same point as the humor thing. Like, there has to be a standard. So I'll listen to left-wing conspiracy guys just to know what they are reporting, but they never ever admit that compared to their people, they're always worse. So like, they'll be attacking Trump on something with like whatever, and it's like, okay, so what about Clinton and Obama? Like, that they're actively supporting, and that's when I'm always,
and they always misrepresent even what he did.
Yeah, totally. And they pretend that they care. Like, these are the same people that pushed trans kids and stuff. I'm like, I know you don't care about any of this stuff. You just want power. And that's usually why I start growing watermelon. But as far as everything else, I mean, I look for strange signs where it's like that commercial with that girl in it that was attractive that just happened. I'm like, oh man, they're trying to get dudes to fight in a war. You know, like sometimes I look at the media that's being released and, you know, cause it takes a while to get people excited about fighting in a war. And they've been so, horrible to men and so, you know, demoralizing with everyone being obese and gay and everything that if as soon as we start seeing the movies and the TV and the commercials being more about like attractive women and guys winning at things, you know, they're probably trying to gear up for some kind of, conflict. Cause right now they couldn't, I don't even know how you would fight a war.
By the way, I don't know if you saw this. I saw some industry publications, about 6 months ago when Trump first got in, saying the Pentagon is now putting white males in the ads again because they want white males to come back. So if that was your instinct, it's actually true. They're actually trying to literally kind of do retro to get us ready for war. I think that's very astute what you just said.
Wow. Yeah. Cause that's what, increases testosterone, you know? So it's like, if you got everyone on soybeans looking at like some trans dude, they're not going to want to pick up a gun and fight. So at that point, you can't really fight any war. I mean, we have our professional military and we have our everything like that. But with drones and with a lot of these equalizing forces and these rising economies, you know, you're going to have to get dudes with actual testosterone in their testicles.
Well, that's it. Let's play the Sweeney ad that they're so mad about. But one a month ago is her walking up playing retro country music with a retro boombox from the 80s, and then they're demonizing that as racist when really it's nostalgia, and it's because the companies know they can't sell wokeism anymore, so they're just doing this. But the green light's been given to try to bring back nostalgia. As you said, it's all pre-World War garbage. Here it is.
You can take the dude out of the country. You can't take the country out of the dude.
And so we have the left even calling country music racist now because it's white people.
Yeah, that's just their signal. That's their blasphemy stuff. You know, it's just like, it doesn't even make sense at this point. Like, no one can even define racism. But if I was just analyzing that as a social engineer, it's highlighting fertility areas of the female body. So she has like a body that looks like it's made for, you know, birthing and taking care of children, which is like trying to appeal to that type of male. And so it also is trying to increase that type of male in society, which I like because, you know,
but they've been suppressing it. And now suddenly not just American Eagle, they're all doing it. And you're absolutely right. So they figured out they went too far the other way. They're trying to figure the other for war.
Yeah. Yeah. They're trying to get men to be more competitive again and think about having babies. Because before it was all about lowering, I still think they're trying to depopulate, you know, the Noah Harari and all these guys. Like, I think they want less people in their AI world, but to motivate a male to go fight, it's always about the love of the homeland. It's never actually hate. Like, that's another one of these ridiculous claims where it's all about like, you know, my wife, my child, my mother, my sister. It's all about protecting a woman. And so, The men that they've socially engineered are just useless. So they can't get them to fight for anything except for, you know, they're just these nihilistic, bland, like there's no way you can't get them to dig a hole, you know, let alone go to Iran.
Well, you've hit on something here that I want to cover when we come back. And Communist China about 8 years ago said, we're not doing one-child policy anymore, which they made a deal with Rockefeller to make them number one economically in the 70s to do it. And it took them decades to do it, but they did it. We're going to pay people to have three kids now. So they flipped the script. The West was doing it with birth control and chemicals and atrazine. And so now it's like, oh, China's going to go have more people and everybody else is. Russia's paying people to have kids. So now there's kind of a segue. And then when we come back, here is the Wall Street Journal, of all places, the depopulation bomb. So they've gone from Paul Ehrlich and the population bomb to admitting if we don't have kids, we're doomed. So is this a shift in the establishment, or is there some weird alchemy
We'll talk about it with Owen Benjamin on the other side, but there are major changes happening, and there's a lot of different constellations of forces. We'll also talk about avoiding nihilism. Yeah, a lot of people think not caring is cool. No, you do that, your brain turns off, and you start dying. Caring and being involved actually empowers you. It's not a burden. We'll be right back. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at TheAlexJonesStore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate turmeric gummies at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at TheAlexJonesStore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on
on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circus is dead. Can I be cold?
So hiding in plain view. The UN, the globalist, Paul Ehrlich, the Club of Rome, the WF, since the 60s have been calling to shut down industrial society, to sterilize the public through chemicals in the food and water and shots, and to end humanity, that we're a failed race. What a hateful message from the establishment. And then I've been exposing it for 31 years on air. I was aware of it growing up with my family that was informed. I've been saying this 40 years at least, so I was like 11 years old. And I show a Wall Street Journal article here as a point. I have seen the similar article to this 10,000 times probably. But why did I show the Wall Street Journal from 5 years ago, June 20th, 2020? Looking forward to the end of humanity. I got other articles saying autism rates up and standard of living dropping is good. I have that article today. This is hiding in plain view. So 10 years ago, they'd say in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, I was insane. There is no depopulation plan. And Memorandum 200 from Henry Kissinger, 1974. But now, yesterday, the Wall Street Journal has the depopulation bomb and echoes what Elon Musk is saying, that's real actuaries, that if we don't have 2.1 kids, society will collapse. And suddenly they got ads saying, have kids and be proud of your genetics. So there's a big shift here in the technocracy, in the elites, that is bigger than them just trying to hijack our movement. I can tell you that. And a real elite would empower humanity, and if they're the elite, they'll be on top of it. Not dumb everybody down so you can rule a bunch of zombies. So now you have an article that's the opposite of the article 5 years ago in the Wall Street Journal, saying get rid of people, they're bad, saying, well, no, we need more people. So this is fundamental. This is big. You can't say, oh, this is just, you know, doing this to lull us asleep. There's something bigger here. Owen Benjamin, what do you think's happening?
Man, I'm loving this conversation. This is exactly what I'm interested in. I think that a lot of the elites are unbelievably good at logistics and insanely bad at strategy. And so they are mind-bogglingly good at social engineering and alchemy and setting up these systems and getting people compliant and all that. But they're always so short-term thinking, and things never pan out the way that they think. They're like the coyote with the roadrunner. They just keep making these mistakes. And I think that they got over their skis a bit and now need more people, because people are actually the wealth of the world, you know, and I have four kids, so I made up for someone that doesn't want to do the 2.1. Oh, and I also want to quickly say that war also is a depopulation mechanism. So that is something to watch out for. You know, it's a way to get some of the bravest, strongest men to just run into nonsense. So just keep an eye out for that. But as far as this, I mean, people forget how wrong the globalists are constantly. Like, they get things wrong. They try things. They want things that they don't get.
Well, I mean, they said the ice caps would be melted 15 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And they're also very depressed people. A lot of them are extremely depressed. And so, yeah, they want all this stuff. And that's why my mentality, because I think the thing that they need the most is victim consciousness and learned helplessness. So that's why, as retarded as my life can be, you know, I'm up in the woods doing Ursa Rio, building benches out of wood, you know, out of trees we cut down to do a show like in the middle of the wilderness. And it's like just that little thing. It's not profitable. It's not, you know, whatever, but that little thing of like, then we'll just do it. You know, that's the thing that I think can really terrify, the slave drivers.
No, Klaus Schwab says, and it's their whole agenda, you won't own anything. You won't own your car. You'll get a ride share. They're literally trying to put us in a prison and admitting it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And ownership is all about authority. It's all about taking responsibility. Like, you know, you own a house, you have to maintain it. You own a car, you have to change the oil. You own
You got horses in the barn. You get to know them. You take care of them. You love them. You don't just go ride somebody else's horses.
Exactly. And it is a balanced thing that they're trying to pull off. And so what they're offering is convenience and indulgence. It's like this Faustian ancient thing. It's like the devil's trick. So it's like,
and as you pointed out in the video I saw the other day, all the main tech people except for Elon are homosexuals. And I'm not attacking them just because I don't pretend to be nice to them. I mean, it's true, but whatever. My point is they all didn't basically have dads. They have bad dads. And they're projecting their own loathing onto us and are actually jealous of those of us that are following the successful, proper biological code.
Yeah, and if you just look at sodomy just in a very objective physical thing, you have an area of the body that expels waste, and they associate that with fertility, which means that they're fundamentally inverted and in a feedback loop. And that's why I always make fun of gay guys. It's not because I have some deep hatred. I mean, some of my favorite people when I was in LA doing stand-up were, you know, gay comedians. Like, some of them are absolutely hilarious. But you can't have that be in any leadership position because their actions, their fruit is poop, literally poop. And they're in a lifestyle that is not sustainable by life. It is a determinant seed. And I did want to shout out my buddy's company. It's not mine, but Grateful Harvest Seeds for fertile seeds. Great dude. GratefulHarvestSeeds.com. Solid dude. But yeah, they're not fertile. They, you know, it's like the we can make people.
No, you're right. Homosexuality is the terminator seed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's why even those guys are being used, because they are the GMO the GMO human. Like, because they don't have families, they can be the most controlled by then the spirit realm, you know, the demonic realm that wants that control. The gay guy, you know, it's a lot easier to convince the gay guy to be evil because they don't have anything to, they don't have as much to live for. You know, it's like
once I look at the EU Commission, almost none of them have children.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, as soon as I had a baby, you know, there was this rumor that I totally changed when I had one pot brownie with Joey Diaz. And although that was a very intense experience, it was when I had a kid. It was when I had a child. I said, the world's going to go on when I'm gone. And then things mattered more to me. I used to be more nihilistic. Like, I used to, like, I've fallen asleep on the sidewalk before, like drunk. Like, I wasn't raised.
No, it connects you to the past, the present, and the future when you have children. By the way, I've had a pot brownie with Joey Diaz as well. But yeah, we're at like 10, 12 years ago, we're at a UFC in Houston. And I'm not a big pot guy. He goes, oh, it's just a little brownie, no big deal. And I take it. He goes, that's like this many grams. Oh, my God. And I'm sitting there the whole night, can't even get up. I'm so high on it. Yeah, I didn't know your Joey Diaz story. We both have eaten Joey Diaz pot brownies.
300 milligrams. I was doing a podcast with him. And he's like, yo, dog, what's up? And it looked like it was like a demon. And I just left. Like, I've never done that before. I was just in a podcast. I'm like, dude, because I was feeling my arm. I'm like, that bone, like, isn't me. You know, I've never consumed anything close to that.
It wasn't a brownie, it was a cookie. But he goes, oh my God, that was a huge dose. You're going to be able to. And I'm sitting there, like, literally, because I got there early in the fight. So I'm sitting there all the pre-fights. And I'm sitting there in the front row, just like, oh my God, I can't.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally, dude. I went out to get air and I just left. And then I, like, left LA. Like, I was just like, dude, I got to get out of here. And now I'm growing watermelon in Idaho. So maybe it was a factor. But having a kid is, you know, like, it's called skin in the game. When you have skin in the game, then, you know, when you're an investor in the company, you work harder. When you have children that you love, you speak more truth. Because a lie, you see how innocent they are. And a lie can just ripple out and just become more and more destructive, you know? Oh, there's me right there. That's hilarious. Dude, I was gone. Like, gone, dude. And Diaz can eat like grams of that and be like, yo, what do you don't want to talk about today, dog? Check out the news story. And I'm like, bro, I think you're a cartoon character right
now.
Well,
he's lost a lot of weight. He doesn't do as much pot now. He's lost a lot of weight.
And I'm not even judging. Like, you know, he represents himself as himself. And I always, you know, I don't like sneaks. I don't like deceptive people. I don't like people that try and corrupt.
He's the guy that finally got Joe to leave LA, though. God is.
Yeah, yeah. No, Joey's got heart. You know.
So what happened to? What's going to happen to Hollywood's already dead. What's it going to do now? What's going to happen to California?
Oh man, I mean the AI thing. It's almost like they're in denial. It's like no one wants to talk about it. That all the writers are replaced. Like everything's done. You know, it's completely decentralized. Like I actually ended up leaving right at the right time, and it's got great weather. But I would never want to live there. And I think the decentralized nature of it is awesome now because there's so much talent out there. I see so many people making this awesome stuff. And AI is only going to replace people that don't embrace their spark, like their originality. And that's something I've always loved about you, man. It's like you've always done your thing. And that's the thing that makes you not replaceable by AI. If you're going to be a cog, you know, we got a tool for that. And
all AI does is scoop what everybody else did. It's plagiarism. And then we look at it and go, oh, it's so incredible. It's just, and like how, if a human does plagiarism, you get sued, you get shut down, but it's allowed to plagiarize.
Yeah, it's just a curator of everything from the past. And I think what could happen is it just becomes an abomination when it's a replica of a replica of a replica of a replica. That's why you need real living people to do unexpected things. And unexpected things usually make people want to kick you off platforms like you and me have faced. It's not because we're bad people. It's because a lot of people like the expected. And so if you do something original, they can get like nervous. But then
that's exactly what the Pentagon documents have said. And we even had the former head of the NSA and CIA come out years ago, and he said, we're not looking for terrorists or bad people. We're looking for interesting people. We want to know who is going to be a change agent to control narratives that we won't control. They're scared of leaders that are independent and original.
Well, 100%, because humans are based on narratives, like the words, the spells. That's how people are guided. You know, force doesn't work that well unless you have compliance. That's why I'm not really worried about the UN boots kicking in the door unless people want that. You know, that's why I'm much more focused on culture because.
Oh, no, it's not going to be UN troops. Yeah. It's going to be self-driving cars, people just watching television all day and plugging into computers.
Yeah, I think Brave New World won that little Duke and Duke $1 bet. It's almost like that movie, Trading Places, where they put out these two books, you know, 1984 or Brave New World, which one's going to be better at human farming? And I think Brave New World won.
Oh, did you know that Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World in 1931, published 32, his brother created UNESCO, the UN, all of it. Did you know he wrote Brave New World Revisited? He gave a speech where he died in 61 at Berkeley saying we had a bet and basically for the two different.
That really happened? That was real? They had a bet?
Well,
really?
He basically says there were two things, the jackboot thug control that Orwell thought. And he was all into it and top propagandist at OSS. And he goes, no, it's going to be the chemicals and making you love your servitude. And he said, our plan will work and we've won. You know, they actually said it was competing plans.
Wow. That's real. That's how I viewed it. Like, that's how I viewed it. That's
so you
wild.
Just picked that up from the ether though. That's actually what happened.
I got the ether download on that one. Yeah. It's like, because if you think about it with parenting too, you see it in the fractals. You see it everywhere. It's like, it's so hard to force your kids to do anything. If a 2-year-old doesn't want to sit in a car seat, I'm 6'8", 260 pounds. It's like, it's an issue. But if you get them to want to using propaganda like songs, you know, it's like, who wants to brush their teeth? You know, you become a propagandist.
Oh, the rabbit loves to get in this car seat.
Exactly.
And it gets a cookie when it does.
Yeah. And if you're by a pond and you forgot life jackets or something, you're like, there's a monster in that pond. You know, there's weapons of mass destruction in the pond. And they're like, oh, we'll got to stay away from the pond. I'm like, dude, this,
well, that's what fairy tales are. It was mind control. They're like, oh, don't, when you're out in the woods, don't talk to a man. He turns into a wolf and eats you. That's teaching you how to get kidnapped. But if you told them there's bad men, well, they know you as a man. So our topic, well, men are nice. You got to go, no, it acts like it's an old lady, but it's a wolf. And then you got to.
That's brilliant. I never observed that. Dude, that's a brilliant observation. They use animals to kind of offload it, to get the blowback to a wolf and not you because you're a man. And operas used to do that. I teach piano too, and courses.owenbenjamin.com if anybody wants to learn family friendly piano with a focus on some esoterics. But opera was how the emperor would control his dominion. It was the storylines. It was, that's why they would get in these huge battles about the marriage of Figaro and all this stuff, because those storylines people would start, mimicking and acting out. And that's why, I try to give people the most wholesome storyline I can for their life that's authentic to my life, even though, you know, I have a lot of my own mistakes and problems, but I like a good storyline for people because you can see them flourish in it.
Wow. Well, we got to get you back again to talk about farming and all the rest of it. But just in general, what are you positive about? But also, what are you most concerned about in society?
I'm concerned with nihilism. I'm concerned with people giving up. You know, I'm concerned with, because there's a lot of real problems out there. You know, I just did a stream yesterday, ladle.tv, about Gen Z, where you have people that look at a 2-bedroom house for $1 million. They see, materialistic women that are just seeking out the same alpha male types that sleep with everybody. They don't want to be shamed or mocked online. They're awkward around women. They don't know like how to invest in a career because things are changing so fast. And I feel for those people. And that's why, you know, my generation and my hometown, it's not even generation. My hometown's still like this.
No, they've totally lost their humanity. It's so scary. And I'm not saying I'm like the best looking guy anywhere, but I go out and do stuff. And just because I'll look a woman in the eyes, and most men, women tell me, they go, men don't look us in the eyes. They won't even talk to us. And because I'll look at a woman in the eyes, it's like, and women are like, men don't look us in the eyes anymore. Men are scared of us. We don't like it. Well, they taught men they were bad if they did that with all the Gillette commercials and everything. And it's just crazy just to look at a woman now, and they just completely melt because no man's looking at them.
Dude, that's what I keep trying to tell these people. I'm like, it's never been easier for you guys. Because all the, like, women act like these materialistic prostitutes a lot of times as a defense mechanism. Look them in the eye. Listen to them. You know, like, that goes so far, and women are very malleable. They kind of adapt to their guy. Like a chick will be super into snowboarding, and then she'll be like really into homesteading. A lot of it is based on the guy they're with, and you don't need a ton of money. You know, you don't know where things are going to go. The future is very bright for everything that looks bad. You know, like there's not a lot of stability, or you don't know what the future is going to hold. And back in the day, you could have your 401k and the company watch. Well, the good side is you can start a business from your phone. You can change quickly and adapt. You can have a very exciting life. And so that's the thing that culturally, that's the thing that I'm the most concerned about. And, you know, I was raised to make fun of weakness. Like men, if someone's acting weak, you call them gay, you make fun of them. And then they try to adapt to be stronger again. And a lot of young people I find, They react almost like when you make fun of a woman or like a super gay man, where they're like, but my feelings are hurt, you know?
Exactly. They imprison you. You can't ever handle any stress. Well, plants don't grow in zero gravity. They gotta have wind. They gotta have stress. And that's, I mean, thank God I was on the tail end of, you know, don't be a wimp, you know, whatever. And, you know, stuff might have been a little too extreme sometimes. I mean, we were hiking up some mountain when I was like 8 years old, and I had this earache. My dad said, don't be a wimp. And he wasn't like Mr. Tough Guy, but yes, he was. And, you know, at the top of the mountain, my eardrum bursts and all this pus comes out. And it felt better after that. And my dad's like, good, you're a man. You know, see how it works. But, you know, it's just, that would be like abusive today to act like that.
Yeah. And there is, I understand why that, like some of that was corrected. I mean, I know guys, a guy fell off a ladder with his brothers and dad, and he literally broke his back, and they kept calling him a hard F. You know, the pejorative that I won't use. I don't know where this is being broadcast. You know, and they're like mocking him, and he has a broken back, you know, like, or like me playing piano, you know, like there's a lot of families where I'd be called a homo or a queer or whatever. And that's, you know, but you have to be able to take that.
Yeah, no, there's other extremes on the other side. That goes too far too, but now we've gone way too far the other way.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you're not helping anybody, you know, you're not helping anybody by sparing them.
Well, I was like 11 years old and got beaten up at the bus stop by like 4 older kids, and I come home with double black eyes. My dad wasn't Mr. Tough Guy or anything. And I go, Dad, I want you to call their parents. I want you to do something. And he goes, well, why didn't you fight back? I did. And he said, did you pick up a rock? Did you do something? He goes, why don't you fight harder next time? Well, about 6 months later, something similar happened. It was one of the same guys, and it was actually, wow, there's actually a piece of concrete right here. and I basically put the guy's eye out. I'm 12 years old. The police come. All this happens. The witnesses say I did it. My dad said, good job. And it was like, and then I kind of went too extreme into that because my dad gave me this authority and, you know, that it was, you know.
But see, if you always go to dad and dad fixes it, and if your dad had made that call, that's what leads to the road down the road of centralized global control and cars that drive themselves, because the kid becomes a man. And so if your instincts are, whenever I have a problem, the central authority will fix it.
Well, he told me he said, oh, you got four guys that are all older beating you up? Get a weapon. He told me. And I actually did it when I saw. I was like, there's the weapon. And I did it. And they all ran once I, you know, literally put the guy's eye out.
That's so intense. That's awesome. Yeah, that's great, man.
Now, I remember hitting him and the guy fell down and the eye was all jelly coming out. I was like, whoa. But it was it could go too far. It was the power at that moment was like, wow, this feels good. But you know what? They started it.
Yeah, they did start it, and they were outnumbering you. I've never, like, fucked a dude up. Oh, is there swearing?
Well, you're, like, 7 feet tall, so you haven't been any problems, but, yeah.
No, I've, like, had some huge hits in sports, like football and lacrosse, but I've never, like, used a weapon on a guy's face. That sounds intense, especially if you're justified. You know, I'm not judging that. I think that's the right move, but that sounds so intense.
No, he literally said, why don't you pick up a rock? Why don't you? And it was the funny thing is like 6 months later, it was some of the same guys, and they're like, you know, 15 years old or whatever. And my point was, is like, my dad said this, boom, you know, and then it was just like, but then it put me on that path of, you know, a little too much to extreme, but it's better than the other extreme of being a pussy.
I think so. I think it's way better than being a pussy. Definitely. Yeah. My dad sang opera, but he was stable. So I was more middle ground with that. Like I understand the globalists with like fruity dads. Like I get that, but my dad was home, provided for my mom. They're still married, but he never gave me that type of masculine advice. So I understand that road, but fortunately I had a strong older brother and the guys in my neighborhood were like Spartan psychos. So it's like, I, that's why I think I have a good range of vision as far as, how people are acting, because I have that artistic family side, but also I was raised with that very brutal masculinity, you know?
Absolutely. It's crazy. Well, Trump's 79 under such stress. I'm, you know, he works 20 hours a day and my biggest concern is he can't keep it up. I mean, it is insane.
Yeah, no, totally. You should just pull a Bush and just golf more, just like chill. I wonder if he's if that's something he can even do or if there's too much stress. Don't you feel like everything's getting more stressed? It's almost like the time is going faster or something.
It seems like. No, I totally agree. It's insane.
Yeah, it's like there was a time when any of these news stories would be like the year's story. And now it's like every day, just bang, bang. And it almost feels like there's a singularity approaching where the world is becoming like a joke almost. And that's one thing that I'm working on as far as nihilism is not to just laugh at everything where it's like, I want Trump to do well. I want the president to do well. I want America to do well. Like, so, but everything's being framed as a joke now. I think Elon talked about that because I called something Owen's Law, where the funniest outcome is the most likely. And then someone showed me that he actually tweeted before that the most entertaining outcome is the most likely. And I think there's something to that. And the pace is getting wild.
I totally agree with you. All right. Well, Owen Benjamin, people can find you at owenbenjamin.com and ladle.tv. And let's get you back again soon to let's do a farming special. And I know you don't say the expert farmer, you're just a guy out doing it and having fun. And that's what it's about.
Yeah, that's what makes it relatable because I'm not even that good at it. That's why people can watch it. Yeah, dude, you can come over sometime. We'll do it together. We'll milk a cow.
And it's a drug, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's the alpaca. They love getting sprayed with water. Yeah, it's powerful.
Oh, my God. All right.
Well, thanks for having me, pal.
You bet, buddy. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you gotta be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultra Methylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Benjamin about this, because, you know, he's like a 7 foot tall, you know, giant with four kids, and kind of the opposite of this. But we have this phenomenon, and it came out, the CIA funded it in Germany, West Germany, 30,000 kids given to pedophiles, all of it. This is all part of the plan, drag queen story time, all of it. This has gotten a lot of attention in the last 4 or 5 days, and we'll put the article back on screen. You have a convicted sex offender targeting children, Brandon Keith Riley, and they've got this poor little baby boy. He can't be within 100 feet of a school, but he can adopt a surrogate, have a woman farm him the child. And then you see this, it makes your skin crawl. And you've had the other, quote, gay couples caught with kids they get with surrogates and or adopted, literally selling them for sex, you know, torture. And I'm not saying that's happening here, though, where there's smoke, there's fire. This is the laws in many areas around this country. Let's play the horrifying video of them like demonic lampreys on this baby. Here it is.
Ooh, I don't want to grow. Wish I'd never grown. I could still be little. Ooh, I don't want to grow. Wish I'd never
grown. Convicted sexual abuse of children.
Still be simple.
I mean, look at these people. They look like Brian Stelter. So in closing, Owen Benjamin, what do we do about aberrations like this?
Well, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I can point out and make fun of gay guys a lot, because gay guys can't procreate, they recruit. And that's just one of those fundamentals. That's a principle that you can't get away from. You know, you can't get a baby in an anus. So that's why they do this grooming, and they like to buy kids, and they want to traumatize people, because the natural state of a man is not to be a gay guy. And I think the key is just to, you know, have kids, like, support family values, call it out, like verbally be like, that's gross. That goes a long way. I mean, just verbally saying what you think and not being afraid and not saying, you know, that that's somehow beautiful.
I mean, when did the spell break? It definitely broke the last few years, where whites aren't guilty for stuff we didn't do. We are ready to oppose the whole pedo agenda, the rainbow pedo flag. I mean, the spell's broken. And I'm all for free speech, but it's almost gone to a wild extreme where now people love Hitler. You know what I mean? But I mean, where's that going?
Yeah, and I called that like 7 years ago. I was like, at some point, people are going to call me a Jew. And everyone's like, No way. I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, it's how the pendulum works. And that's why victim consciousness is a problem. You know, that's why when you ask yourself, why do I have problems? And you have like a demographic and you say, oh, it's the Jews, the blacks, the gay guys, the short guys, the tall guys, whatever. Then it kind of isolates you where you can't really improve. So I get why there's a big upswing in Hitler, because when you paint someone as the bad guy, it's kind of like if you're in a relationship and someone sucks in it. Like, let's say a guy is with a chick and the guy is like a total pussy and controlling and just like, you know, fat slob. And he's always like really angry about this like jacked guy that definitely should be in prison though. Like the chick will then bang that guy because of the hatred the guy has for him, you know, but it doesn't make him a good guy. It's not like that's your solution. You know, Hitler's been dead for like 80 years and he speaks German and it makes no sense. But he did get, you know, painted in a way that was so absurd.
Well, yeah, and they called all of us that just wanted freedom Hitler. So people go, screw it, you're calling me Hitler, I embrace it.
Right, exactly, exactly. That's exactly what happened. And it's like the same thing's going to happen with Jew. Now everybody's a Jew that, you know, goes against what some of these guys want until that word becomes meaningless. And then we just keep growing the watermelon, man. We just got to keep growing the watermelon.
It's a crazy time to be alive. Owen Benjamin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man. This has been a blast.
Great interview. Come back soon. I'll come on your show, too, if you want. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd love it. All right. Peace.
All right. Zach, Brandon, Gary, others, your calls are straight ahead. As promised, stay with us. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Zach, Brandon, Gary, you held over. I'm going to your calls right now and a few other callers at 877-789-2539 on your report card on Trump. The knowledge of the crowd, I totally agree with. We love what Trump overall is doing good. What he's doing bad, we're going to oppose. We're going to hold his feet to the fire, expose bad people in administration. That's the smart move. And we took a bunch of calls. They agree with me because I think that's common sense, especially that German lady. She was, I couldn't say it that good myself. So 877-789-2539. We'll take a few more calls after Zach, Brandon, and Gary. But I didn't plug last hour. And if I don't plug, we won't be here. And man, I don't pull punches. I don't give up. If you knew how close we've been to being shut down, I had to stay here when they sent armed security without a court order to shut us down and cut the internet another time. I mean, we survived so much. People go, oh yeah, you know, yeah, right here. Yeah. You saw that bullet at Butler almost get Trump. That's how close this is. And the power of this broadcast is your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. So we've got this new mega sale going that ends in just 6-7 days. I'm going to air this and come right back with your calls. Stay with us. This is a major TheAlexJonesStore.com news alert. I am cutting this announcement on the 30th of July, 2025. That means you've only got 7 days to take advantage of this massive sale at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Store-wide, buy one bottle of any of the amazing supplements or any of the Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, you name it,
and you get another item absolutely free at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's a catch, but it's a good catch. You got to be a VIP. It's $30 a month. It's just like being an Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers, special sales. You get massive discounts on every product right away by being a VIP. And you can cancel with one click in your profile anytime. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid. Buy one, get one free. Power Plant, next level energy, way stronger than even Turbo Force. It's crazy. You add it with methylene drive product, it's dangerous. Be careful. These are incredible products. The Shilajit capsules and gummies. Ultimate Burn, incredible natural fat burning formula. Works great. People love it. Ultimate CMOS gummies and the capsules. The very strongest turmeric. Prebiotics, probiotics, gut cleanse. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. The next 7 days, buy one, get one free when you're a VIP. I want to thank you all for your support. These are incredible products. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and experience what it does for your health and overall vitality and know your fun with the tip of the spear. Thank you so much for your support. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
I saw Alex Jones and he looks really good, doesn't
he? Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Yeah, Alex looks good, man.
Yeah, he
lost some weight.
He
looks good.
He looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked. It's showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
All right, and look, I didn't tell that story last hour about putting the kid's eye out to act tough. You know, I remember I was in Christian school and, you know, Protestant Christian school, and it was far away. My mom was sick of driving me there, and I had some friends in the middle school, you know, sixth grade, and they go, you know, we're going to put you in the public school, and, you know, by Dallas. And I'm just this nice kid, and all of a sudden I'm getting, you know, kids have been flunked two or three grades, are attacking me at school. I get off the school bus once, even our nice neighborhood, and some of the older kids weren't even on the bus, come over when I'm walking home and start pushing me around and beat me up and get on top of me and black both my eyes. And my dad gets home like 7 o'clock at night from his dental offices. And I remember walking into him in his study and I said, Dad, I need you to do something. I need you to go find these kids' dads. I need you to protect me. And he was such a nice guy and intellectual and everything. He looks at me and goes, well, you just got to fight harder. You can't. I'm not going to be here for you. You can't do that. And it wasn't that he was being mean. That was the old school. People that aren't older like I am, that's kind of gone now. And it's got its extremes as well, but it's what we are. And I remember saying, well, what do I do when there's like four people bigger than me beat me up? He goes, was there a rock? Was there a, you know, you got to fight harder. And it was the craziest thing. 6 months later, one of the same guys and some other people come over, start attacking me. And it was like magically there's that piece of concrete that had been dropped off a truck, you know, all formed and bubbled like a spear, like a knife. And I grabbed it and just jammed it right in the guy's eye. And I remember the police came, all this stuff happened. There were witnesses, you know. And my dad said, I'm really proud of you for standing up for yourself. And I was just like, wow. And I'll say it, it felt good. It felt good to hurt that person. It felt good to let them know that I had the will. And I've always had that special little flair, like they, you know, say in that great movie, what's the one with Gene Hackman and Clint Eastwood, where his name's William Money, and he goes, I've always been lucky at killing people. But the point was, I've always been lucky in a fight at hurting people right away, just right away, always just hurt them real quick. But my point is, that's an expression of the overall will for political action. And what I'm saying is, we don't want to put people's eyes out, we don't want to kill people, but politically, with will, we have to be ready to bring the pain, people, because it's a decision. If you've got to defend yourself, to just get it done. And it's the same thing in business or life or relationships. Stop playing games. And so I only tell that story because it's a true story and it's reality. It's like I told stories of the abortions I paid for and how horrible it is and how I feel guilty. And the left runs articles. Oh, God, look, he's a hypocrite. He's had abortions, but he is against them. No, I know I'm wrong. So I want to go to your phone calls. It's just at the end of the day, the world's never really changed. They just hide the violence and they make it all liberal and, oh, we care and we're good. No, they want to cut our children up. They're the real predators. And it's time politically, nonviolently, to cut their heads off. And to just do it. And I mean that again, metaphysically as an archetype. They started the fight. Now we're going to finish it. And so stop caring about the consequences of what people think about you or it goes on. Just give them the war they asked for. And we will win. Now, I've been telling you this for months, and it doesn't mean it's going to happen. I'm not saying 100%. But from my Justice Department sources at the very top, well, right below the very top, and from everything else, and how scared the Democrats are acting, they have all the proof, they're releasing the proof, and they have every intention. They've been told. They're green lit, as Trump said a couple weeks ago. He goes, I blocked Hillary being indicted, but not now. They're going to indict Brennan, Clapper, Comey, his daughter, Hillary, all of them. And they're getting ready to try impeachment on Obama retroactively to strip him his presidential immunity. And that's going on. And I told you that weeks ago. Now it's in the news yesterday. So we need to keep promoting that and calling the White House and pushing it that we want action, okay? And with this administration, they listen. And I started the show with this, and I'll say it now and go to your calls. Anybody telling you to just agree with whatever Trump says, that means agree with whatever his administration is saying. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. No, you have the power. You engage in the influence. You put the pressure on. And believe me, it's bigger than you think with a letter or a phone call or going to an event or calling to talk radio. We're not giving up on Trump. He's done a lot of good. We just need to know now. We got to slide in there and let him know. We brought your ass to the dance. You're going to do what we say, and he will. And that's what they don't want the show in the air for, because they know we will push that. But I'm just a bigger focal point than you individually are. All of us together are this. And that's why they want us off the air, because they know, we know how the cow ate the cabbage. And they know we will say and do and push the truth no matter what comes out of it. So now this and your phone calls. Just in, Obama's CIA director John Brennan is now doing damage control after he was exposed as the architect of the Russian collusion hoax. And I always told you, he's the architect.
That's the king daddy. That's the, he's not the boss at the top, but he's the strategic general. He's the chef. He knows he's been caught, says Nick Sordor. When asked if he's worried, Brennan said the DOJ is going to do what it's going to do. Lock him up. He's continuing to perpetuate the lie and saying this is a political attack against him when he tried to overthrow our election in our country. Even though Brennan himself staged one of the most corrupt political attacks of all time, the gaslighting operation is running at full throttle. But Sordor is smart. This is a great point he made. But that's not the point that they're gaslighting full throttle. Of course they are. No, this is shitting the pants. We are within inches of decapitating them. And just like I played the clip from a true story made in a movie, Last Duel, you just got to ram the son of a bitch in. Just, we all want it. Start stabbing politically, nonviolently. It's time. Do it. Or live the rest of your life on your knees getting kicked in the face, like when I was 11 years old. I'll air some of the point test thing, but I'm just going to do the rest of the hour. I appreciate the crew getting together. I need to take these calls. But this is what it all comes down to right now. We didn't start this. We're not looking for it. My God. But they're not going to go away, people. We don't have a choice. We need full commitment against the enemy. I know there's a billion programs and shows and internet and all this crap. But why do they want us off the air? Because we got our finger on the pulse. We know who the enemy is. We got their number. We can beat them. But we've got to understand that those of us in the liberty movement worldwide are being seen as the leaders. The whole world is inspired by us because we're the dialed-in people that are involved. We're the small number of people that are white, Hispanic, black, Asian, you name it, who, for whatever reason, your family background or your upbringing or where you were or what you saw, you are dialed in. And they are threatened by you because you've got the genesis point. The seed of defeating them. Remember the old saying, nobody knows who first said it. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They wouldn't be pouring on their attacks and their lawfare and their censorship and their demonization and all this if they had it all sewn up, sweethearts. And now you can see how they're on their heels. You can see the fear in their eyes. You can smell the blood. Drive the knife into them and then do it 50 more times. Politically nonviolently. Stab. Attack. Or get on your knees and bend over to be raped for eternity. As for me and my house, we are committed to total war against the globalists. 110% hair on fire and loving it. It is a blessing to fight tyranny. It is an honor to stand against the enemy. It is not a burden. It is a blessing. Denying the burden is the curse. We are the human leadership of the future. You are the leaders. You are the resistance, and you need to step fully into the office that God has appointed you in this time. Here's Brennan, who on record directed the stuff against me and my family personally. And I don't make a big deal about it because I expected this. I'm not a victim whining. I'm proud of it. I love it. I count my enemies and their attacks against me as my prized possessions. Because if I didn't have trash like this attacking me, I wouldn't be doing my job. Brennan and all of his ilk are going to be smashed. There's no way to stop the force that's coming. Now, for some of us at the front line, we're not going to make it either, but that's okay.
because we know he's going with us. That's really what matters at the end of the day. And so I'm going to take you with me, Brennan. And maybe God gives me reprieve. I can live to 85 years old. I really don't care. Because it's a spiritual decision I've made to take your challenge. You've declared war on us, and we have accepted the challenge. And we are taking our country and our world back. And the tree of liberty is watered by the blood of patriots and tyrants, to quote Thomas Jefferson. And I grow from the tree of my ancestors that sacrificed their blood, their treasure, their name, their honor, and in many cases, their lives. I am an extension of them. And my progeny will continue on as an extension. I live forever as long as the species continues in the third dimension. And I live in the higher dimensions on regardless. And my spirit will replicate and continue on through the multiverse forever because I've accepted the challenge. So don't fear he who can kill the body. Fear he who can kill the soul. All right, let's go to calls. Brandon in Texas, thanks for calling and holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, we were talking about the Georgia hack before you got Owen Benjamin on.
Yes, sir. Powerful points you were making, and I actually have the articles you mentioned. Keep going.
Well, I was going to say that Gateway Pundit article didn't even mention this. But I wanted to bring up one thing that broke today. You may have covered it, and I missed it. But an email came out today from Leonard Bernardo, dated July 27, 2016, and it reads, HRC approved Julie's idea about Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections. That should distract people from her own missing email, especially if the affair goes to the Olympic level. The point is making the Russian play a U.S. domestic issue. And they ended with, in the absence of direct evidence, CrowdStrike and Threat Connect will supply media and GRU will hopefully carry on and give more facts. So
I will recap if you're on an hour ago what you're talking about, people that just joined us.
Okay, so in 2016, Obama drafted a memo that he sent out to all the different agencies. All right. One of them that was interesting was DHS was tasked to cyber activities against voting systems. The same day, an article came out in mainstream news saying that DHS weeks earlier tried to hack their system and scan it. And it prompted Brian Kemp to send a strongly worded letter to Jay Johnson at Homeland Security saying, hey, what the hell is going on? I've never seen any follow-up to it. I never saw what the outcome to that was, but it's 100% happened. I think they were going to use that as the pretext to deny Trump office in 2016, just like how they kind of said that.
Oh, they said the Russians are going to hack the election, but because they got caught, they had to go to the other stuff.
Yeah, and it's basically the same excuse they use for the DNC server. We know Seth Rich got those on a thumb drive. They couldn't transfer the data that fast across cables in 2016 to a Russian hacker across. People have done studies on this. I believe Benny, what's his name? William Benny came on and gave.
Yeah, the former head of the NSA technical. Yeah, they can see the metadata on the thumb drive. It was downloaded at source.
Exactly. So, you know, with this whole thing, this July email, and this was Leonard Bernardo, who works at the Open Society Foundation, sent this to the Hillary Clinton campaign that I just read earlier.
That's George Soros, for people that don't know.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, they threw everything at the campaign. One poor guy, George Papadopoulos, they sent an FBI honey trap, who I want to know who she was and her name. They haven't come out with that yet. They sent Joseph Misfood, who's a foreign intelligence asset, at him. And then they sent a fat Australian named Alexander Downer at him. He had two foreign assets and a honeypot. I would have probably been had at the honeypot. It would have been a wrap for me. But he managed to get through it, but they still put him in jail anyways over nonsense. They just parallel construct, insert evidence, and then they rig, like they did with your trial, they rig what evidence they'll allow in and what testimony. That's it's like a whole court game. So they're playing us across the entire board.
Where do you see it going?
Well, the one thing I will say is, you know, I believe when you say that there's indictments coming, they seem like they're scared based on some of the statements they've been coming out with. But I think you got to have accountability for this. This is like Banana Republic type stuff. You can't have this going on. And I think it'll get to a point where regular people are going to get so fed up. And I hope it never comes to this. I think there's going to be people that are just going to jump in as vigilante justice. And I don't want to see our country devolve into that chaos. That's what the left is doing right now, going after like CEOs and politicians and stuff. That one guy that set the Republican on fire yesterday in, what was it, Minnesota?
It's getting crazy. By the way, I didn't play the Brennan clip yet. I'll play that and go back to your calls. Thank you, Brandon. Great points. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and BrainForce Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com, 50% off. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history, thealexjonesstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down.
So you heard that last caller getting into those documents. We actually have published an article a couple hours ago. The crew just pointed out to me at InfoWars.com. Breaking declassified Durham appendix shows Hillary Clinton personally ordered Trump Russian hoax, use FBI to put more oil on fire. And of course, that came out earlier, but this has actual quotes he was talking about. Look at that psychotic demon creature, Hillary. I mean, just look at that. If you can't see how evil she is, you don't have a soul. I mean, it just reeks of danger, danger, demon, demon, top demon, watch out, run, run, demon, demon. And now we know she's in all these drugs, psychotic, blowing up at people, totally insane, which we told you 9 years ago. These are the slaves of Satan. And, yeah, it's all coming out how they hacked, tried to hack Georgia. It came out then, but now it was all them trying to hack Georgia to say they hacked Georgia for Trump, the Russians, but it was them. Vault 7 type garbage. Amazing. And I mentioned this, but let's go to it. Here is Brennan, former head of the CIA for Obama, top globalist, panicking and trying to talk about how he's a victim when he headed up this illegal coup against America in our elections and President Trump. Here it is.
The Trump administration says it's created what they call a strike force to investigate here. What are your concerns about that? Are you worried?
Well, if the director of CIA and the director of national intelligence make referrals to the Department of Justice, I think the Department of Justice has to do something to respond to it. So putting together an internal strike force, whatever, to take a look at this information is certainly, I think, understandable. But also, I'd like to think that professionals in the Department of Justice will dismiss any of these referrals because they're baseless. They really are. So again, I stand ready to continue to talk about the assessment and what we did during that period of time. There was absolutely no conspiracy, and we continue to stand behind what it is that we have said publicly.
But do you worry at all that the Trump loyalists who are installed in those key positions could find a way, would find a way to punish you regardless of what the evidence reveals?
Well, I guess they're going to do what they were going to do, Anna. I just feel as though what we did was right. It was legitimate. It was based on our authorities and responsibilities. We would have been derelict if we didn't do these things. So, again, I just like to think that, again, professionals in the Department of Justice and FBI and other places are not going to carry on this, you know, what I think is an absurd effort to try to denigrate the work of intelligence professionals as well as their former leaders.
Speaking of intelligence professionals, NBC News spoke to the former CIA officer who helped oversee that 2017 assessment on Russian interference, and she bluntly says of the current administration, quote, the director of national intelligence and the White House are lying again. We definitely have the intel to show with high probability that the specific goal of the Russians was to get Trump elected. And she added that, you know, Putin and his friends in the Kremlin are probably, quote, toasting vodka shots as we speak at the turmoil this is creating. What are your thoughts on that? Is this all giving Putin cover, even as the president seems to be souring on him a little bit?
I think it has, but what I'm most concerned about is the impact on the professionals within the CIA, within the intelligence community. This is not something that they deserve to have to deal with. For a current CIA director and a former director basically at odds with one another, I really hope that the leadership is not going to continue along this very political, partisan path in terms of defending Donald Trump.
So, translation, we think the CIA and DOJ are corrupt, and we think they will refuse to prosecute us. When it's in the emails, it's on record, they cooked it up, they know it was fake, it was a coup against America. And he sits there and plays victim. And we'll see. But just remember, old Hillary and all the rest of them, these are the people that have been hijacking our country and doing whatever they want, think they're above the law. Absolutely disgusting. Zach in Michigan, you're on the air worldwide.
Good afternoon, Alex. Yeah, I think
the hierarchy, the highest hierarchy in the land, in the world, is probably the banks. I just feel that...
I don't think probably. It's the big private central banks that control the currency. The private European Federal Reserve refuses to cut interest rates.
So when everybody says they did this, they did that, you know, they're going to do this to Trump. They're going to do this to the American citizen. Who is they? Who are these
people? We say it all the time. It's the big private central banks, their consortium, BlackRock.
So if we have such a good CIA, such a good, you know, Central Intelligence Committee ourselves that isn't corrupt, then why aren't they going after these people like George Soros? We've been talking about
because the central banks created the CIA.
Yeah, okay. So when somebody says this to me, right, when I look at people and I see these people, I've been all over the country. I got family in California, family in Texas. I lived in Tennessee. They ran me out of Tennessee. And no disrespect to the gentleman that you had on, but I knew it instantly that he was from California. Instantly, I knew it. He's just another Californian that moved to Idaho. They moved to Idaho. They moved to Tennessee. They moved to Texas. They're even moving to up north Michigan, away from the government. But yet, they're going to go destroy their cities, and then they're going to go flee to go rule America next. Because look at what just happened in Traverse City, Michigan, not too long ago. Dude stabbed a bunch of people. So it's happening all over the country. And, you know, when the law, when I see the police in this country, because who's protecting the hierarchies, Alex? And I don't mean to get upset or angry. I'm not getting upset or angry.
Well, you're not being censored. You're talking. You don't need to improvise those. You're on air. Go ahead.
Because who's protecting the banks? Who's protecting the CIA? Who's protecting these hierarchies, whether it's political or corporate? Because they're untouchable. They're no name. I got no faces to no names. Yeah, we know Clinton. We know George Soros. We know Obama. We know a couple guys.
All right. Well, listen. I appreciate your call, but we name names. The Rothschilds, the Rockefeller family, the Sachs-Coburg-Gothas, the Eastern European British monarchs, the whole BlackRock consortium, the UN, the WUF. They're different. They're the transhumanist death cult, big tech, all of it. So I don't understand what you're saying. And we can oppose then their agendas and their different internet IDs and their lockdowns. And so we know who the globalist shareholders are. We list them all the time. They must not listen very often. And then we oppose their agendas. So I totally, though, understand your frustration. But you know, you're like, well, the CIA knows all this. Why do they? Because the CIA at the top's run by them. So let's just start there. It's like this magic thing, the CIA. Like, it's just a bunch of jokers. What they don't want is exposure. Gary in Oklahoma. Gary, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, the main problem, like Michael Young says, is the United Nations, and then, you know, like the guy says, the bankers. I don't know why Trump don't have mass arrest. So the guy's got an F in my book, let alone a D minus. And Pam Bondi, you know, the sad joke is, Alex, your file, it's on Pam Bondi's desk.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say it, but good God, the girl ain't doing nothing. And then temper that Congress made over Trump's first appointment as Attorney General, look where that went. Now we got nobody that ain't doing nothing when all the January 6ers, you know, they were arrested like within 30 days due to just having their cell phone on them. Tell me we ain't tracked.
I mean, I agree that Bondi and the chief of staff and all of it are very weak. We've got a lot of good from RFK Jr. And Tulsi Gabbard, I think, and Tom Homan and others. So overall, it's a night and day of the Democrats, but no, we have to stay on their butt and flamethrow politically the people that are weak. And I say weak as the nicest thing it could be. I want to just think Pam Bondi's weak. I want to think Susie Wiles is weak. I don't want to think they're actually bad guys, but regardless, they got to be watched now.
Yeah. And Mayorkas, I don't know why that guy ain't in handcuffs, let alone Fauci. I mean, it's obvious where the corruption is, but nothing's being done.
Well, the clock's ticking. We've only been in 6+ months. We'll see what happens. They have cut off most of their funding. They are pulling the Pentagon out of the globalist NGOs. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff happening, so I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but yeah, we should see a lot more. Thank you, Gary. All right, Max in Wisconsin. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm glad you brought up George Soros, because I do like Alex Soros now, tracking like that. George Soros is kind of retired now. I wanted to see what like Alex Soros has been up to. And
yeah, George Soros is basically semi-vegetable now.
Yeah, he just hangs out with a bunch of like African-American prostitute males. I don't know if you saw that. They're like really buff. But anyway.
From Alexander Soros?
No, George Soros. Is hanging out with those bodybuilder guys.
I mean, last time he talked about it, a year ago, he could barely walk or talk. Wow. So
they carry him around and stuff. but I was looking at what Alex Soros was doing, and he, on July 18th, met up with the president of Ghana. I'm going to butcher his name, but it's Samuel Okudzeto Blackwa. And he met up with him, and then the same day, imagine this, Alex, the Ghana president, Blackwa, met up with Marco Juric, who is MP for Republika Srpska, Serbia, and they agree to start the process to bring 100,000 Ghana African-American males into Serbia. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but in Serbia, like, they still use the N-word, and it's like a very macho, I mean, you know all about them and the Muslims. They've been fighting them forever, you know? And it's just like this kind of Rosetta Stone of this, like, worldwide breeding program and cock blocking for, like, white males that they
sure, but back to Soros, I do see Soros out at the beach with buff black guys. How are you saying they're gay prostitutes? But it is intriguing. What's going on here?
There's just rumors. There's always been rumors that that was his thing. That was George Soros' thing, was just getting dominated by giant African-American men, because, like, people were wondering about why he never had the smoking hot babes. And now Alex Soros marries that, like, reptilian string bean, whom I...
Yeah, Uba Abedin, the beard of Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, and was, like, lesbian lovers and would, like, sleep in the same bedroom as...
Well, I really don't need the image of 90-year-old George Soros with black men. Just please stop. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, please. Or Alexander Soros and Uba Abedin.
Yeah, so like Alexander Soros is just doing this like importation program. They should do a referendum. We should have referendums here, referendums for everything. I don't know why not. They try to have referendums to stop the gay pride parades in Serbia, and they won't let them happen because...
Well, I just love how Soros gave interviews in the 80s that he thought he was the Messiah, and look where he is now. These people are so arrogant. Thanks for the call. I just did not know we would go to George Soros and gay black prostitutes, which I'm not saying that's what that is. Please, callers, don't do it. I have to, like, go wash my brain during when the show ends. I mean, just you've really given me some horrible images in my mind. Please. Wayne in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Go ahead, brother.
Hey, I just want to say first, I'm a first-time caller. We got the Shilajit and the Optimal Human, and my wife has celiac disease, which makes it hard for her to absorb any kind of nutrients. And she's been trying to gain weight. She got down to like 96 pounds. And since she's been taking both of those, a lot of the inflammation in her gut has gone away, and she's gained about 15 pounds. So thank you a lot for that. It's really helped her. She's been on it for about 2 months, so I appreciate that.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah, I mean, methylene blue and the Shilajit and the IRC moss are just magic. I can't hype it up enough to listeners. How fast did that stuff kick in for your wife?
Well, it took a little bit of getting her to take it daily, but it was about, she started gaining weight again after about a month, and then now she takes it religiously because it's working. So really appreciate it. It's been a way, because the thing is with celiac disease, your body doesn't absorb nutrients because of all the inflammation. So it cut all of that out, and it's helped her a lot. So I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother. What's on your mind on Trump taxes and the economy?
Okay, so I think we need to look at how demoralization can sometimes make people get very, very desperate. And when we get desperate, we start losing our ability to have good ideas. We have desperate ideas. And I know the income tax is a scam altogether, but I think I have a solution that would help people and would also be something that might actually pass, which would be, we all know, we all pay income tax. They take $18,000, $20,000 from you and give you a $3,000 check. Now, my idea is once, maybe every 3 years, you'd be able to use the total amount that they took from you and use it directly for debt. So it never comes back to your bank account, but the money goes straight from the IRS to your debtors, and let's try to get our citizens out of debt. That'll stimulate the economy because we're in $18 trillion of debt as a population. And one other idea I got is taking money out of politics. It's going to be impossible, but what if, and I think this would help with term limits too, because I don't think people would stay that long, but what if we allow the system to go on as it is, lobbyists pay congressmen, but 90% of what they get goes into a slush fund for their district, and they keep 10%. So they would still profit a little bit, but that money would come back to their district. It'd kind of be like, okay, yeah, go out there and whore yourself out, and it would benefit their district.
Very interesting point. Thank you, Wayne. I was jamming a few more here before the show ends, and Owen Shore takes over. T.S. in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Love the show. Love what you're doing. I wanted to talk about the presidential score, and I want to give President Trump two scores. You know, as a yearbook president, you know, one of 47 presidents you'd have to learn in school at some time, like Garfield and others. I give him an A. I think as an average president, he's doing a great job, more than most, more than Reagan or others. But the problem is, if he's just a yearbook president, then that's the time when we pendulum swing back to the left right after he's done, like we did after his first term with Biden. What we really need him to do, and what he has an opportunity to do, is be a great reformer, a truly great president, a Mount Rushmore president. And his score on that is undetermined. I couldn't give him a score yet because we're only 6-7 months in. But if he's going to be a Rushmore president and catapult us into a true golden era, he's got to take seriously a war on government crime. Right now, they're only going after one of maybe 20 to 50 different government crimes the public's aware of. And the other thing is government theft. All the theft that's happening at a mass scale of the U.S. economy, the U.S. government, the taxpayer funds has got to be addressed at some point. I mean, we're just getting stolen from every direction.
And that's the problem is Trump comes in with his people. They take over. They cut a bunch of funding. But nobody really gets prosecuted because there's little backroom deals being made. And I don't think it's with Trump. I've seen no evidence of that. But it's being done with the lobbyists. And it's so Trump doesn't take a lot of lobbying stuff, but his surrogates are unofficially lobbying. It's a big problem.
Yeah, if he wants to be a Washington-level president, Jefferson, a Teddy Roosevelt, right, an Abraham Lincoln, he has that opportunity now because we are under the thumb of this new establishment that has been over since 1913. He has the power to break their power and the deep state, which was a promise. Might have just been rhetoric. That's okay. I mean, as an average president, that's fine if that's all he aspires to be. But he can truly be one of the great presidents and be a pinpoint in history that we all look back to and say it was all different before him. And he has that opportunity, but he's got to get after this crime and this theft. I sent a graphic to Rob Dew. I emailed it to him. I don't know if they're able to pull it up or not. But, you know, I made a Jeopardy board, like a bingo card, make this simple for people to understand, of central banking, globalism, money laundering, foreign workers, war, and cartels and monopolies are these six major categories where we're just getting crushed in our country. And people are getting poorer and poorer. They're making it harder and harder to make a living, raise a family, because everybody thinks we're the world's piggy bank. We're the world's milking cow.
But they're trying to collapse society. That's the plan. That's the Great Reset. It's not like, oh, they're messing it up because they're inept. No, that's the plan. But they need to be able to stage themselves as a savior as it gets worse. If we expose they're behind the collapse or running it, then they lose all their power. Thanks for the call. Austin in Missouri. Last caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you're right on point on that last call. I think that Trump's really going after the head of the snake, which is China. And this pedophile stuff is just demonic initiation into their little club, their globalist transition of power over to China, which is also the central bank little poster boy that they want to transfer all the power over to. And we just happen to have the president in office that they stole the election from. So that's the perfect combination to actually confront this problem. And I don't think you can just come out and announce that we're going after China. And he really is trying to have our enemies see us playing checkers when think we're playing checkers when we're actually playing chess. He's playing the long game. And I think kind of like what they said we needed to be prepared for is space wars would be the next frontier. I think it's a multi-front proxy war. Everybody that we're in a conflict with is in a alliance with China. It's an info war, and it's also weather wars. So I think the weather wars is the first initiation or the first process of the weather wars or of the space wars. I think if he were to announce all that, that it might be too much for the public. So some things that he just can't say out loud. And also the big, beautiful bill was the silver lead moment where he had been showing all these globalists that are corrupt in our country that he was willing to release it. And it seemed like, you know, the weekend hadn't even gotten over of the big, beautiful bill being passed. And then all of a sudden that this comes out, a public display that he's not, that the whole Epstein thing's a hoax. The singularity in all of that is I think he's really going after the head of the snake, which is China.
Well, there's no doubt he's going after the private Federal Reserve and China that are the two big heads of the snake, in my view. But he put himself in that position saying shut down Epstein. I don't think that's 10-D chess. Trump, in some places, is doing three-dimensional chess. In other areas, he's not. He's not focused on Epstein. And he's the guy that blew the whistle on Epstein. That's been confirmed. So I don't think there's anything there that would have already been used. It was horrible handling. And, you know, now it's just, you know, out there. And he needs to just release it all. Thanks for the call. All right. Owen Schroyer takes over with the War Room. At InfoWars.com/show on radio stations across the country and Real Alex Jones on X. Find the InfoWars feed and the AJN Live feed, AJN Live, Alex Jones Network Live. And you will find Owen Schroyer and all the latest news and all the latest breaking information coming up. Now, I'm going to file more reports today. I'm about to go to a legal meeting about strategy to keep this place open. It is a nonstop battle to stay on air. I don't want to prove it to you by losing and them shutting us down. All right, but we, by the grace of God, have survived 6-7 attempts the last 12 months. You've seen a lot of the news, some of you haven't, because I refuse to spend all the time we've got to cover these big issues on just what's happening to us. Just know this. We have amazing products, the very best supplements, the very best, widest selection of Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, you name it. That's an adventure to have those. But the Irish Sea Moss, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, our turmeric's the strongest. It's all there, and there's a sale going right now where you can buy one bottle of any of the supplements or a T-shirt, ball cap, you name it, and get another one absolutely free. And the only catch is you need to be a VIP. And that's a good catch because you spend $30 a month in the store, cancel anytime for free, and you instantly get $40 credit. So if you're going to go buy a T-shirt or bottle of supplements for $30, pay $30 and get 40, and you make $10. If you're going to buy anything, you've got to be a VIP. And why do we do it? Because we have special deals, special offers. It's like Amazon Prime. It forms a relationship. And you're going to get the Methylene Blue. You're going to get the Shilajit. You're going to get the Irish Sea Moss. You're going to get the Ultimate Life Force that detoxifies the blood, the spike protein, and helps cardiovascular system. You're going to get it and take it, and you're going to see results. You've heard the reviews. You've seen the reviews. I'm only selling the best stuff here. So I want you to really love it so you get it again. Again, if I have a restaurant and I have on the menu T-bone and then I bring you a bowl of rice, you're not going to be happy. No, this is a T-bone. This is a high-quality T-bone. I mean, I want you to have a great experience. This stuff really works. If you don't know what Methylene Blue does, you need to look into it. We got the best. You know what Irish Sea Moss does? We got the best. Look into it and then go there, get the product, and you will not be let down. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Owen Schroyer takes over now.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.